The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County's business is basketball, and business is good. Both teams are undefeated in district play and are playing their best ball of the season as January draws to a close. Matt Walker and his ladies have experience in the paint and behind the arc, and they defend their 17-4 record in Salina tonight against Brent Smith and his 14-6 Pickett County Lady Bobcats, who look to prove that the Lady Dogs come from behind win in Byrdstown was a fluke. While in boys action, veteran head coach Rob Edwards is guiding his 16-3 team into top form, with one of their biggest strengths coming in the way of diversity, as they've had six different players serve as the leading scorers in games this season. Tonight, coming into Bulldog Country to attack the multi-headed monster, Joseph Aminette and his 12-8 Bobcats, who opened the season 5-0, but since then have gone 7-8. It's time for the second round of District 7A's best rivalry, Bobcats and Bulldogs.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square. Have you gone country lately?
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, you get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
and TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show in our sixth broadcast of the basketball season. For the fourth time this year, we're high top Joe Sims Gym looking down at Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll describe these conference clashes. Joining me soon will be former head coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. With me now is the connector of cables and the keeper of extension cords, the one and only Thomas Weaver.
I do that a time or two.
Yeah, except when I leave the extension cords in Grundy County and then nobody keeps them.
No, they don't. Appreciate the kind introduction as always, Daniel. Good to be here for small-town high school basketball at its best. Year in, year out, it doesn't get any better than Clay County and Pickett County, Daniel.
It don't. Two proud communities. These kids every day that they go through each of these schools, they see gold balls, silver balls in the trophy cases. That's the expectation for both programs year in, year out. It don't get better than this right here.
And both of these Pickett County teams coming in here have something to prove. You know, the Lady Bobcats were picked first, and they're still trying to live up to that billing. While the Bobcats would love to finally get off the schneid against the Dogs.
Yeah, it's been a long time, 28-2 in the last 30 contests between Clay County and Pickett boys action. And, yeah, this girls game, I'm sure Matt Walker was just fine that Pickett County has picked ahead of them. He's already beat them once this year, going to try to do it again tonight.
And, folks, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors. You know, Daniel, I was asked this week what people could do to show their appreciation for the Horizon Sports Network, offered money, did, you know, things like that. Really appreciated us with our broadcast. And the one thing I told them, the only thing they can do, go support these sponsors we've got.
That's right. Tune in and listen to their great commercials. Go spend your money with them right here locally.
Folks, go out and do business with them. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of the games last week. And actually, that one will be out on stands tomorrow. And then next week's will cover the Pickett County games. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, and it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment. The headline this week reads, CCHS basketball teams stay unbeaten in District 7A play. And the story talked about how the Clay County teams beat both Gordesville and Red Bull and Springs last week, and look poised to head into District 7A tournament next month as the number one seeds. It also explained how they maintain their AP rankings, with the boys staying at number two and the girls moving up to number three, along with staying in the Tennesseans' mid-state top ten. We already discussed the Gorgeville wins, so we'll only summarize Rebel and Springs' victories, where the Lady Dogs won 47-36 thanks to a 22-point, 12-rebound double-double by Briley Burchett, accompanied by nine each from Abby Head and Izzy Hale, who also added 11 rebounds in the game they put away late. Clay County only led the other Lady Dog team by two at halftime and by three at the heading into the fourth quarter before Burchett dropped nine of her game-high point total in the final frame to lead her team to an 11-point win. Besides Burchett, Head and Hale combining for 40 points in that contest, Hallie Buford added five and Bella Ashlock two. The senior really brought them home, Daniel.
Yes, she did. And any time that we get three girls combining for 40 points, like you just said, we're going to win a lot of basketball games.
On the other hand, the Dogs had their hands full with Red Bull and Springs and only beat them 49-43. Nate Adams buried four three-pointers and posted a career-high 17 to keep Clay County in the contest and ahead 23-19 at halftime before the Dogs expanded their lead in the third quarter. Adams scored six in the period, and junior Weston Burville came off the bench to add a pair of crucial buckets, which helped Clay County go ahead 40-31 heading into the final frame. There, the Bulldogs surged ahead by as many as 11 before holding off Rebel and Springs for the six-point victory. In addition to Adams' big night, Keaton Arms had eight, Jimmy Burgess seven, Bryce Bailey four, Weston Burville four, Lance Burgett three, John Hamilton two, Alec Kerr two, and Wyatt Browning too. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from those games in your paper tomorrow. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Pickett County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show. Time for the Budget Pest Control Girls 7A update. This recent Friday, Pickett County was idle. Clark Range beat Gordonsville 65-28. Clay County beat Red Bull and Springs 45-76. And in a game that Coach Sims picked and got right, it was Joe Burns losing to Trousdale 37-52. That puts Coach Sims 6-2 on the year. One game ahead of Coach Watson, who's 5-3, picking on the boys' side. Tonight's action. 6-15 Gordonsville at 13-8 Red Bull and Springs. 14-6 Pickett County right here at 17-4 Clay County. 17-6 Clark Range, they're idle tonight. And coach, a game I'll let you pick. District 8 action, 9-12 Trousdale County at 9-10 East Robertson. Two sub-500 teams.
Yeah. Trousdale's good to me the last game, so I'll stick with them again. I don't really know much about either one of them. But I'll go with Trousdale.
Current District 7A standings, Clay County leads at 5-0. Clark Range in second place at 3-2. Pickett County third place at 2-2. Redbourne Springs fourth place at 2-3. And Gordonsville fifth place at 0-5. Girls 7A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They kill things for a living. We'll go ahead now and do Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place, where we talk to Coach Sims about how Clay County can win this big district matchup. Not as much pressure, I don't feel like, Coach, as the last time we beat them back on January 6th at Byrdstown, 63-60. So Clay County, I think, has essentially the number one seed wrapped up, but a big game. What happens tonight for us to be successful?
I mean, if we win, I mean, we're for sure, you know, district champs. I don't know if we lost the rest of them, what would happen, but, you know, hopefully that's not going to happen. You know, up there, they shot the ball really good early. Now, they don't do that every game.
Right.
Brent was telling me the next two games after that, they hit 1 out of 30 from three-point line.
Wow.
So they hit 13 out of whatever against us. So, you know, a lot of that was them. I thought a little of it was us. We didn't go out and guard them near far enough. And, you know, I think we're going to do that tonight. I think I talked to Matt, and I think we're going to, you know, guard them 4 or 5 foot past the three-point line if we need to. But, you know, hopefully we won't get down 10 or 12 like we did up there. I just feel like we're primed to, you know, take care of business.
Sounds good. Folks, that's been Tipsy's final take, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invite you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Time now for the State Farm Girls starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. First of all, the Pickett County Lady Bobcats, the visiting team tonight. They wear their gray travel jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Their head coach, Brent Smith, 28th season overall, 16th coaching the Pickett County girls, 14-6 record this year, 2-2 in District 7A play. Starting for Pickett County, a junior, number 12, Allie Amanette. A junior, number 13, Ella Kate Kiesling. A sophomore, number 24, Kaylee Tompkins. A sophomore, number 33, Emmy Lowe. And a sophomore, number 44, Callie Reeder. The Clay County Bulldogs, they are the home team tonight. They wear their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Their head coach, Matt Walker, seventh season overall, 147 wins to 66 losses, 17-4 record this year, 5-0 in District 7A play. Starting for Clay County, a junior, number 2, Bella Ashlock. A senior, number 10, Abby Head. A junior, number 21, Hallie Buford. A senior, number 23, Bradley Burchett. And a sophomore, not a sophomore, I'm sorry, a senior, number 40, Isabella Hale. That's been the State Farm Girls starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Almost time for this second round matchup between the Lady Dogs and the Lady Bobcats. They met back on January the 6th in Byrdstown. Clay County won 63-60. Clay County's won 5 straight in this series. Coach Walker has met Pickett County 18 prior times. He's 8-10 against them, 4-3 here at home. And this one's underway. Bella Ashlock controls the tip, gets it back to Izzy Hale. Hale still in the backcourt, fed across to Abby Head. That pass taken away by Nicholas. Nicholas dishes over to number 13. Ella Kate Keys on her shot, no good. So Clay County survives that back in possession of the ball, 0-0.
Kind of caught us by surprise, a little half-court trap off the opening tip. You don't see that too often.
Clay County with it, head right wing, inside to Hale. Hale can't hang on, loose ball picked up by Burchett. Her shot no good in the paint. Reeder fighting for it with Hale. Reeder comes away with it. Taken away from her by Abby Head. Another opportunity. Burchett baseline, under the hoop, shot up, foul call. County Reeder called for the foul. It's going to be a big story to me, Coach, in the paint, the battle between Reeder and Burchett and who maybe does and doesn't get into foul trouble.
Yeah, well, I don't think she can guard Bridie one-on-one. Now, if they get help, you know, Bridie's going to have to read it and kick it out, but I don't think she can guard her one-on-one. Kind of already a little ragged here to start. You know, hopefully we'll settle down.
Clay County up 2-0 after Burchett hits both of those free throws. We trailed essentially the whole game in Burchtown until the last 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes. We made her started our comeback.
Three-pointer fired and missed. I believe Keesland was the one that tried that one. Hard to see those numbers on these jerseys. And I do get Keesland and Aminette confused sometimes out there. Clay County back with the ball. 2-0 the lead. They look to extend. Ashlock fires a three. No good. Hallie Buford with the rebound, dishes over to Bradley Burchett. Burchett circles the top of the paint. They say she double dribbled.
Sit down, you talked about Clay County trailing the entire game. If you remember, it was a 15-0 run to
yeah.
start the fourth quarter that turned the tide for Clay County.
Yeah,
in that
did.
One.
Like I said, we was down 8, I think, with about 3 minutes
were.
To go, you know. And
maybe he has got hot, hit a couple threes. I know
yeah.
one in particular.
We got a few turnovers. Well, they're not starting out too good, but...
No,
yeah,
they're not. You
they're
mentioned us being a little sloppy. They are, too.
Yeah. Well, they're sloppier than us.
Another turnover here.
He's come out playing just a straight 2-3, and we get shots out the floor. We can hit them.
Abby Head with it out top. Kicks to Ashlock at left wing. Baseline drive. Shot up. Good.
Oh, good move.
Yes, it was. A thing of beauty is Bella Ashlock adds to the Clay County lead 4-0 now. Freshman... Zoe Nicholas has it out top. Kicks over to Reeder. She fires a three, too strong from the sophomore post player. Falls right into the hands of Bradley Burchett. Clay County back in possession with a chance to go up 3 possessions.
Coach talked about their shooting. They made 13 threes in the last outing, and Pickett County did, starting off cold in this one.
Of course, timeout taken early after Clay County turns it over. Coach Brent Smith takes a 30. 4-0, 5:48 mark, Clay County leads.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, Pickett County with the basketball, looking for their first points of the contest. Aminette with it out top. Tried to hand off to Lowe, ends up in the hands of Nicholas. Nicholas at left wing. Kicks back to Aminette. Allie Aminette with it. Hands off to Lowe. Amy Lowe into the paint. Loses the handle. Another turnover.
Yeah.
Pickett County, Thomas, over 2.5 minutes into this contest, has had no continuity on offense.
Yeah, they're kind of in a snit right now. I mean, they just can't pass the ball very good.
I think you got to credit the Clay County defense so far, too. Doing a pretty good job.
Oh, yeah.
Manning up on that end.
Clay County back with the ball. Ashlock dishes down to Burchett. Power move from the block is good. go in or fall off?
No, it didn't go.
Going to go to the line to shoot two. Burchett already has 2 points from the free throw line tonight. Makes her second trip now.
Almost looked like it went.
Yeah, it kind of did. But she's going to get her 2 points anyway, probably.
Yeah, hopefully.
Coach Sims, in your long 24-year career, 42 wins to 25 losses against Pickett. You guys had some classic battles. We always talk about you and Lamar Rogers up at Clark Range, but you and Pickett County had a lot of battles as well.
Yeah, they kind of owned us the first few years, but, man, we hit about a 10-year stretch there. I don't think we lost them about one time.
Pickett County failing to convert on points again. Abby Hick quickly comes the other way. Dishes Dizzy Hale. Shot up, blocked by Reeder. Picked up a necklace. She goes behind the back across the timeline. The freshman with it out top. Wants to be aggressive. Dishes down low to Keesling. Now to Reeder. Now swung down the net. She fires a three. No good. Rebound Bella Ashlock. Ashlock's come to play tonight. Already has 2 points. He's just handled the ball well when she's had it. Looking good, Thomas.
Yes, she is. And she was aggressive when she caught it on the offensive end. I'm glad to see that. You know, we haven't seen her score a whole lot so far this season. But that aggressiveness will get her there.
Burchett in the paint, underhanded shot, no good. Ashlock vying for the rebound, goes off her fingertips out of bounds. So a 6-0 lead for Clay County, 4:22 mark of this first quarter. Madison Hayes checks in for her first action. Izzy Hale sits. So on the floor for Clay County, Abby Head, Bella Ashlock, Hallie Buford, Maddie Hayes, and Briley Burchett. Emmy Lowe out top, picks up the dribble, gives to Reeder. Reeder uses an Aminette screen to fire a jump shot from right elbow. No good. Rebound Maddie Hayes. Had the chance to see Stephanie Rich earlier today, Maddie's mom, and reminded her that her senior year, Coach Sims, your last year on that first stint of coaching, she pulled down 17 rebounds against the Lady Bobcats in postseason play. Oh, yes. That's a big game.
Yeah, it was.
She remembered it well.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, I guess you don't forget those 17 rebound nights.
I mean, she's a good rebounder. I don't remember that one in particular, but.
Emmy Lowe to the hoop. Misses the shot. A foul called, though. Hallie Buford called for the personal.
We need to be scoring a little better than while they're not scoring. We hadn't scored the last about 4 trips, I don't think.
Emmy Lowe with the line, and Pickett Kenny still looking for their first point. The sophomore misses the free throw.
Yeah, hadn't really taken advantage of this early start, have we, Coach?
No, not
like 6 points.
We should.
Pickett still looking. That one also kind of in and out, no good, rolls around the rim.
I mean, we need to get it inside if we can, but we don't need to force it in there. You know, we got two good of shooters.
Buford, now Ashlock. Bella fires a three right corner, and they're good.
Like that.
Bella Ashlock knocking down the triple.
If there's anybody that she plays good against, it's Pickett.
Yeah.
I mean, every game, she has a good game against them.
Nicholas fires a three, no good. Rebounded, put back at Manette. Still no points for the Lady Bobcats. 3:08 and ticking. First quarter, Clay County 9, Pickett County 9. Hallie Buford now gets involved. Long jump shot, a little short off the front of the iron. Rebound, Hallie Aminette. Aminette with it, top of the key, pulls up, keeps it alive with the dribble, gives to Lowe. Reeder posted up inside, working against Hayes. They didn't get her the ball, though. Now she steps up behind the arc, gets it, gives it back to Lowe. Lowe being defended by Buford. Now back out top to Nicholas, the freshman, thinks about a three. Now works against Ashok inside, and she turns her back out again. Nicholas,
whew,
shot blocked. Bella Ashok, rejection. Clay County back in possession.
What a play, and did it without fouling, Daniel. That's how you play defense.
Clay County now turns it over.
Abby's getting harassed, trying to throw it to Bell, and she wasn't even looking.
Lacey Wicks checks into the contest. Bella Ashlock checks out. Bit of a first quarter breather as we're at the 2:20 mark and ticking first quarter here. Clay County up 9-0. Ashlock on the season had only shot 11 three-pointers coming into tonight already. She's attempted three, I think, hit one of them.
Oh, really?
Yep. 3 of 11 coming into tonight. Hallie Buford knocks the ball loose. Abby Head picks it up. She's fouled. No whistles blow, though. Picked back up by Pickett County, number 45 in there playing for Coach Smith.
Foul on that.
That's Adio, the freshman. Gives back to her sister, Annie, out top. Coach Smith wants a timeout. Very frustrated. with what he's seeing so far tonight here in Joe Sims Gym. 1:43 mark, first quarter. Clay County 9, Pickett County 9.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads 9-0 late here in the first quarter. And what a start for Bella Ashlock. 5 first quarter points so far.
Looking strong. Currently getting a breather on the bench, but has played excellently, Thomas. And again, Coach, Pickett County with another miss.
Yeah, that's good. I hope they keep missing all that.
Minute 25 and ticking, first quarter, 9-0. Clay County trying to build into a double-digit lead here. Burchett with it, free throw line, creates space, gives to Hayes. Hayes shot up, blocked by Reeder, goes out of bounds. So Clay County going to inbound from their own baseline. Bella Ashlock and Izzy Hale checking back in. Maddie Hayes and Lacey Wicks checking out. Pretty clean game so far. One team foul against Clay County. Two against
Pickett. Ashlock on the inbound play.
You know,
that was easy.
I saw Coach Walker earlier today mention to him I really liked the inbound plays for Ashlock against Red Boylan, and there we see another one.
Hit one.
Pickett County on the board. Emmy Lowe gets her first bucket of the night, making it 11-2. Under a minute to play in this first quarter. Pickett County has just not, here of late, hadn't been playing outstanding basketball.
Now they had.
Missed three-pointer by Buford. Rebounded put back by Burchett. No good. Point blank range.
Yeah, she should have hit that. But she don't hit them all.
Emmy Lowe out top, looks to Coach Smith, 30 seconds left in this opening 8 minutes. Lowe grabs the right side, shot up, no good, they say a foul call. The official that called it had a poor view, but he saw what he saw. Ashlock picks up her first personal. Of course, I mentioned Stephanie Rich back in 04 having 17 rebounds against Pickett County. She's not the leader there, though, Coach. And y'all state title run of 2012, Casey Cooper pulled down 18 rebounds.
Oh, really?
Against Pickett.
Cooper, good rebound. Especially for her size. Well, she was athletic and strong.
Lowe hits the first free throw. Second one's coming. Also good. 11-4 now. 26.6 seconds on this first quarter clock as Clay Kenny's going to inbound on the floor. Ashlock, head. Buford, Hale, and Burchett, the original five starters. Abby walks it across the timeline. Down to 15 seconds. Pickett content to let time tick away. Coach Walker up. Coach Smith up. Down to 10 seconds now. They put it into motion. Head with it in right wing. Back into the corner to Buford. Step back three. Ooh, no good. Got her on rebound. Time for a putback. Yeah! They count it at the buzzer. Heather Buford.
Good.
With a great hustle play, got it on rebound, and adds two more points to the tally. Clay County 13, Pickett County 4 after one.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Pickett County 13-4 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary. Brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Riley Burchett has 4 points. Hallie Buford, 2, with a putback at the first quarter buzzer. But it's all about Bella Ashlock. 7 first quarter points to lead the Lady Dogs. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
9 points the lead for Coach Walker's squad here. If I'm not mistaken, that's more than they led by at any point during the last time they played Pickett. Pickett County with the ball to open the quarter. Emmy Lowe jump shot. Good.
All right, went in.
Lowe starting to put together a good game now.
I thought that was going to roll off, but it rolled in. Hey, I mean, you ain't going to shut them completely down the whole game. We just need to score ourselves.
On the floor for Clay County to start this quarter, it's Abby Head, Hallie Buford, Emma Wicks. Actually, Lacey Wicks. Emma's her sister. Abby Head knocks down a three-pointer from left wing. As I was saying, Wicks, Buford, Burchett, Head, and Hayes on the floor. Three-pointer taken by the younger Eddie Lowe. No good. Loose ball. Good hustle by Emmy Lowe to keep it alive for Pickett County. Lowe with it. Works into the paint. Wants to go to the hoop. They say a reach-in foul on the floor. Called against Madison Hayes.
That's a bad break. Trying to make an outlet pass and hit the bottom of the rim with it.
Pickett County to inbound from their own baseline. 10 points the difference here. 16-6. Clay County leads. Lady Bobcats work it in. Eddie Lowe with it out top. Looks inside to Nicholas, who's trying to post up against Wicks. Don't go there. Gives to her sister instead. Emmy Lowe with it. Works the right side of the lane. Tucks the ball. Shot up. No good. Rebound Hayes. Madison hands off to Abby. Abby being harassed from behind by Nicholas. She's aware of her presence, though. Lost one up at Birdstown like that from behind. Not going to let it happen again. Wicks to Head. Head to Buford. Buford drives inside. Goes over the top of the defense to Wicks. Now to Burchett in the corner. Drives the baseline against Tompkins. Dishes to Wicks. Long two-pointer by the sophomore. No good.
All right.
Rebound Kaylee Tompkins. Yeah, you got to take that shot.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine.
Offensive foul call. Was it Tompkins? Kaylee Tompkins picks up her first personal.
Yeah, just kind of lowered the shoulder. Burchett did a good job of selling that one to get the charge call.
Bella Ashlock going to check back in. Who's going to leave? It's going to be young Miss Wicks who comes off. 16-6. Pickett with some full court pressure. What are we seeing here, Coach?
It's like 2-2-1.
Clay County has been successful beating pressure this year. We've not had issues with
the
press.
York game we did.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. About 29 turnovers. Yeah. Madison Hayes working hard in the paint for the putback.
But there's not too many teams can press like York. I mean, they're really good.
Well, I think, and if I'm not mistaken, they were number two. Might be number one in double A. Pickett County being harassed by Ashlock. They keep the ball alive. Nicholas with it. 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Madison Hayes. Madison coming up with some of those rebounds tonight, like we mentioned her mom several years ago. Ashlock across the timeline, works to Buford, right wing. Hallie with it, drives to the elbow, kicks the head. She fires a three, looks true. It is. Coach Smith, full time out. Clay County 21, Pickett County 6. What a sight.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County's built a 21-6 lead. Back-to-back three-boarders by Happy Head here in a second.
Maddie Hayes knocks it away from Amonette. Think he can't get a maintained possession. Hayes playing well tonight. We mentioned Ashok playing well. Madison Hayes also looking very inspired tonight. 5:09 mark, second quarter, 21-6. If my math's right, that's a 15-point lead for Clay County. Emmy Lowe with it. Kicks down the net. Started to go baseline. Was turned away by Burgett. Dishes across the Reader. Inside. Hayes works against her. Hayes did a good job of not fouling.
Yeah.
Underhanded shot by Reader. Good from right block. 21-8 now. Head across the timeline. Coach, you were mentioning during the commercial break, Abby Head during warm-ups said she hardly missed the shot.
Yeah, I was just watching her. You know, she hit everything.
Maddie Hayes inside just couldn't finish. Good entry pass from Burke.
Good high-low.
Of course, I believe Head in the game 2 of 2 from behind the arc, Thomas.
Yes, she is. And you've said it multiple times, 2 or 3, maybe 4 shooters well over 40%. I think you talked about Head being somewhere around 45.
Yeah, she's her and Buford both high coming into tonight. Looking at Coach Meadows' stats, we see 44% for Head, 44% for Buford, and it's Bradley Burchett who sits at 50% from behind the arc, where she's hit 10 of 20.
Yeah. And if you go back to last game, they didn't shoot the ball well at all.
No.
And so that didn't even hurt.
I mean, those are unheard of numbers almost. You know, of all the great shooters I have, I don't think I had ever had anybody shoot.
And folks,
over 40%.
This is the 22nd game of the season.
I mean,
they're 17-4. They played 21.
Yeah.
Hale with a nice move inside, much like Hayes a moment ago, though couldn't get it to sink.
I don't think Michelle Chambers shot over 40%. You know, she is the best 3-point shooter I ever had. I don't know. She was up there, you know.
Right.
Sydney and Tia Burkett.
Emmy Lowe adds a bucket. Pickett's cut it back to an 11-point game. Clay County 21, Pickett County 10, 3:25 and ticking, second quarter. Lacey Wicks with it. Gives to Head, now Buford. Hattie drives the left side, gets to the elbow, gives to Burgett. Riley into the paint, works against three, splits them, travels, and scores. It was a great move, but had the extra step.
Yeah, we've had 3 trips, should have scored the last 2. We've had really good shots, those 2.
I've seen folks get away with it before.
Yeah. That Euro step thing that they all do now looks like a walk to me, so I can hardly tell anymore if it's a walk or not.
Emmy Lowe with it for Pickett, right wing, defended by Abby Head. Lowe sets up shop out top, starts work, goes down the left side of the lane, running jumper's good. Lowe, a more physical player than Head, and just took her to the hole there.
Yeah.
Abby with her step for step, just a good play. Coach Walker calling a timeout here. 2:48 mark, second quarter. Clay County 21, Pickett County 12.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
They're pretty much just in full court, man.
Pickett County's on a 6-0 run. Cut it to single digits, Daniel.
Yeah, they have. 9 points the difference, 21-12. Burchett fired a 3, missed there. A 3-pointer now fired by Allie Amanette. She gets her first triple of the contest. Amanette and Kiesling both dangerous from behind the line. We've not seen Kiesling very involved in that offensively for Pickett. Burchett into the paint, dishes across the head, or not head, but Hale, a great idea, but just couldn't hang on. Riley drew the double team, found Hale open, but the pass just a little hot.
That's 3 gimmies that we hadn't finished here in the last couple of minutes. You know, we're ahead 27-15 right now if we just make those.
Down to a 6-point game, 21-15, after that big triple by Amanette a few minutes ago. Now Pickett County a chance to cut deeper into the Clay County lead.
Yeah,
2 minutes left in the quarter.
9-0 run by the Lady Bobcats right now.
Emmy Lowe just bullying her way to the hoop, does not score. And, Coach, that gets borderline offensive foul or something.
Yeah.
Kind of leads with the shoulder there. I like watching her play. She's a great player, but Maybe a little too aggressive. Did not score, though. Clay County back in possession. Buford out top. Had he not been a big part of the offense yet for Clay County, has she?
No, she's not. She's got the put back at the end of the first quarter, Daniel, and that's it for her.
So Clay County maintaining possession on the Piggy fans thought should have been their ball coach.
Yeah.
I missed it.
Well, kind of slung it up. I thought they hit it. I guess the refs did too. Get in there.
Nice little putback, Babby Head.
That wouldn't end it up.
Buford had fired a three-pointer from left wing on the inbound play. No good. Rebounded putback by senior Abby Head. Three-pointer fired by Nicholas. No good. Rebound Izzy Hale. Hale gives to Birch, and Bradley going to bring it across the timeline. Dishes to Ashlaw. Bella across to Abby Head. Abby at right wing, defended by Emmy Lowe. Gives to Buford. 1 minute left here in the first half. Clay County up 23-15. Izzy Hale thinking about a three. She passes on it. Dish to Ashlock. Bella couldn't hang on. Another turnover.
That's the pass. She threw a pass that she couldn't catch.
Now Reeder fires a three left wing, and it's good. So the slow Pickett County start starts to heat up now for the Lady Bobcats. 23-18. They've cut it to five. Clay County has led the entirety of this contest. Very similar, but reversed roles from the last time around. 30 seconds and ticking. Abby Head with it out top, defended by Lowe. Lowe trying to pressure, looking for a five count. Create separation now. Baseline drive. Kicks Dizzy Hale. Hale in the paint. They say she traveled. 14 seconds left, and Pickett with a chance to cut deeper into this lead. It's dwindled to five. And Coach Sims, you've chronicled it here. It's not about what Pickett's doing. It's about what we're doing to ourselves.
We're missing and turning it over.
Any low out top. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. 1 second. Her shot blocked by Abby Head. We just got done talking about how low a more physical player than Abby Head. Head says, wait a minute, I can do it too. A nice block shot to finish the half. After two quarters of play, it's Clay County 23, Pickett County 18.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Pickett County 23-18 here at the break in Salina. Watching the three-point shootout contest here on the floor. As a young man just made three or four threes to win some cash. But it's time for your Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County jumped out to an 11-0 lead, and they had that with about 2 minutes left in the first quarter, and then led 13-4 at the end of the first period before Pickett County rallied in the second. They called a timeout with 5:26 to play in the first half. The Lady Dogs led 21-6 at the time, and then they ripped off a 12-2 run, outscored the Lady Dogs by 10 to end the half and cut the margin to 5 points. Here at the break, for Pickett County, they're being led by Emmy Lowe. She's into double figures and has 10 here at halftime. Callie Reeder has 5. Allie Aminette has 3. For Clay County, Riley Burchett scored 4 points in the first quarter and has that same total at the half. Hallie Buford has 2. Bella Ashlock had a big first quarter with 7 points, but no scoring in the second and finished the half with 7. Maddie Hayes has 2. And Abby Head leads the way with 8 points for Clay County here at halftime. She scored all of those in the second quarter, where Pickett County outscored the Lady Bulldogs 14-10 to cut the margin to 5 here at the break. Again, Clay County leads 23-18 at halftime here in Salina. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any
size. Back here live at Joe Sims Gym, Clay County leading 23-18 at the half, about halfway through this Popper Girl Buddy Shop halftime show. Time now for the local sports lowdown, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. We'll start off with the only non-high school basketball team that was still alive in the county. And that was the 5th and 6th grade Lady Dogs of Salina K-8. They had beaten Glenn Martin in the James C. Hale Tournament quarterfinals on Saturday by a score of 25-21, and that advanced them to last night's semifinals, where their season was ended with a 29-40 loss to Pickett County. That wrapped up an 11-4 season for head coach Brittany Boone and assistant coach Tamika Garrison. It also wrapped up the winter sports at both county elementary schools. So going to have a bit of a hiatus in the local sports as far as our schools go. We'll still have our college athletes to follow, but baseball and softball coming up, as well as tennis at Clay County High School. I think Salina K-8 plays a little bit of softball and baseball. Not sure about Hermitage Springs. Probably depends on their numbers. I don't know that they have enough to field a team. They may co-op junior high softball baseball. Moving on to our college athletes, Tennessee senior Tyreek Key in the 16-3 balls beat LSU on Saturday on the road, 77-56. They're going to be hosting the Georgia Bulldogs tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern in Thompson Bowling Arena. Key has started in 15 of the 19 games this year. He's averaging 9.2 points per game, shooting about 36% from behind the arc. Tennessee Tech freshman Grant Strong and the 9-12 Golden Eagles lost at SEMO, Southeast Missouri, 77-84 on Saturday. They're set to host Southern Indiana University of Edwardsville in the hoop on Thursday at 6.
I think it's Illinois.
Huh?
I think it's Illinois.
Did I say Indiana?
Yeah.
I made a mistake. I'm sure. What's the short way of saying that?
I don't know.
I know it's SEMO for Southeast Missouri.
I don't know if there is one or not.
Grant, you know, he's settled into a starting role over at Tech. He's averaging, game in, game out, about 15 minutes per game on the floor.
Yeah.
Some nights he's not been out there as much as we'd like to see.
Yeah.
But he'll start and come out for whatever reason.
Yeah, the last game I think he started and played 3 or 4 minutes. I don't understand that really, but I'm not the coach.
He's looked good when he's out there.
The times I've seen him play, I thought he played well.
He's calm. Even though he's a freshman, he looks like an older player in terms of his his calmness.
Doesn't turn it over,
nope.
And takes good shots. He doesn't shoot a whole lot, but.
Of course, playing point guard for them, if you hadn't watched the game and ain't familiar with that, scoring about 4.4 points per game on average. He does lead the team in free throw percentage, 85% from the free throw line. So. No surprise there. Freed Hardeman sophomore, Katie Arms, and the 15-6 Lady Lions lost on Saturday to Pikeville, then rebounded with a win last night at home against Welch. They're going to be hosting Georgetown, Kentucky Thursday for a 5:30 tip. Katie's appeared in 10 games this year for them. She's on the varsity squad this time, of course. But, that's a good program down there.
It is.
She's appeared in about half the games.
They've been a really solid NAI or whatever they are, Division III. But, year in and year out, they have good teams.
They do. So, big hopes for her going into her junior-senior campaigns and playing a lot for those guys. Volunteer State freshman Cherokee Upton and the Lady Pioneers, they're 5-10 on the year. Lost to Chattanooga State 47-74 on Saturday. They're going to travel to Southwest Tennessee Community College tomorrow for a 5:30 game. Cherokee has started one game this year for the Lady Pioneers and has appeared in 7 games overall. So
okay. I didn't really know if she was playing or not, but I guess she is.
Getting a little time.
That's good.
This week's Hogan Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Clay County and Pickett County have switched ends of the floor. Clay County is shooting at the hoop to our right now. Pickett County, the hoop to our left. Abby Head opens up with a miss, but she comes down and steals the ball back for Clay County. Comes back the other way, gives to Merchant Bradley from right block. A foul going to be called on the floor. So Clay County going to inbound.
We need to reassert a little offensive prowess here.
Head going to work it in. Gets it into Izzy Hale. Hale bounce pass out to Dashlock. Original five starters on the floor for Coach Walker to start this half a play. Three-pointer by Buford. She's yet to connect from behind the arc. Izzy Hale connects, though. Rebound and put back good. 2 points for Izzy Hale there. 25-18. Coach, two big runs, kind of. You know, we had that huge run to open up. It wasn't unanswered or anything, but we built a 16-point lead or something, yeah. And then they cut it to five.
Yeah, and it was, like I said, it was more our doing than theirs, I think. You know, I mean, they're due to score a little, but we missed four or five. You know, just gimmies, turn it over.
Izzy Hale with it out top for Clay County. Pickett having trouble finding the hoop. Much the way they started the first half of play, Burchett misses a shot. A lot of contact, no whistles blow, though. Pickett County back in possession, looking for their first points of this second half. Emmy Lowe out top. Dribbles left. Surveys things. These Pickett County ladies, got the wrong schedule, I think. No, I don't. Another turnover by Pickett.
We need to put it in the hole.
I was looking at this Pickett County schedule. You know, they've dropped three of their last five.
Yeah.
Hadn't played real well since the turn of the calendar. Clay County not playing well so far in this third quarter. Another turnover. Pickett County back with it. Long jump shot. No good. Coach, neither team much looking like some of the best teams in the state.
No, we're not playing very good, and they're not either. Yeah, I guess their big win so far is Big Clark Range the other night, 6.
Recent losses for them. They lost to a strong Livingston Academy team, 41-53.
That's probably a pretty good game there.
They lost at Red Bowling in a game that Red Bowling was really hot and Pickett County was really cold, 41-52. Halle Buford step-back jump shot from the elbow, no good. Got her on rebound. Tries to put it back. Missed it. Got it again. Put it back and was fouled.
Foul. Good.
So Halle got to go to the line. Credit her with great hustle. Of course, they lost to us, 3-point loss. They lost to Hardin Valley back at Christmas, 56-54. The other two losses, an early loss to Livingston, only a 6-point loss to Hawkeye back in November. And they opened up the season with a loss to the Cumberland County Lady Jets.
Yeah,
so
they're really good.
Strong teams.
Yeah.
See, Pickett's off to as Buford hits the free throw, giving her three on the night.
They just told me the last time that we played at Hardin Valley game, they had a 20-point lead at halftime and got beat.
Pickett led by 20?
Yeah,
wow.
At halftime.
Buford hit the first, missed the second. Rebound, Emmy Lowe. Lowe across the timeline, full head of steam into the front court, all the way to the rack. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Ashlock. Bella to Bradley. Bradley slows it down. Gets it to Abby Head. The veteran point guard. She's been a great lady dog in her time. Comes on across the timeline, works against Emmy Lowe. A good matchup there between senior and sophomore. Kicks to Ashlock. Ashlock. Drives inside, spins, kicks across to Burchett. Pass never got there.
No.
Went wide of the mark. I think Bella was losing her footing as she started to pass. Tell us something, Tom.
May have been trying to get it to Hayes there on the post. Kind of went between the two.
Yeah.
You see Clay County coming out in a zone look here, Coach.
Yeah.
Pickett County with it. Low, baseline drive. Shot up. Good. It bounced three times, finally fell. As I always mention, Lowe, a great player, not going to be denied.
Yeah, and I think that 2-3 zone is a product of what Emily Lowe's done. She's basically the only offense for the Lady Bobcats right now.
Yeah.
And that, you know, Reeder usually is good for double digits. This is a good Pickett County team. They've not been playing really good ball lately. which is a little surprising to me. But really, to me, they're the only team in the district that can really challenge this Clay County squad. But
not a foul.
They look no different than Red Bull or Clark Range right now, you know.
Right.
And honestly, we don't either here in the second half.
We're not looking like much since about the first quarter.
Another empty possession for Clay County. 26-20 the score. 4:11 mark of this third quarter. Low with it across the timeline. Staying in this 2-3 zone. Matty Hayes playing in the middle of the paint. Ashok and Burchett at either side of her. Three-pointer out top by the younger Lowe. No good by Andy Lowe. Rebound, Clay County. Abby Head with it into the front court. Lost the handle. Recollects it. Gives to Burchett. Timeout call by Coach Walker. 30-second variety. We'll play one ad. Third quarter. 3:48 left in it. 26-20. Lady Dogs.
Signs.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Pickett County.
They made it pretty good last time.
20, same margins it was when this half started, Daniel.
Yeah, lackluster play here in the second half so far until now. Matty Hayes knocking down a three-pointer. Top of the key, made it look easy. Looking at stats, Hayes was 0 of 1. Coming into the night from behind the arc, Coach Sims, she's shooting 50%, 1 of 2.
That was a big shot.
Yes, it was. What was the foul down here? I missed it.
I think it's on Maddie. No. Bella, they say.
Ashok picks up her second personal. Clay County's second. Team foul. Emmy Lowe at the line hits the first of the two free throws. This regular season drawing towards a close pretty quickly as Lowe hits both of them. After tonight, Clay County has five regular season games left before district tournament action starts. Ashok, long pass ahead to Maddie Hayes. Maddie with it. Reach-in foul on Reeder. No whistles blow, though. Back to Head. Now back to Ashok. Bella going to run things out top. Uses a screen. Works left. To the hoop. Scores.
Oh, good.
Now, Coach, that was interesting. This shows my ignorance. Let me ask you. Briley sets a screen, but Bella went to the same side the defender was on.
Well, sometimes they just do that.
It worked well.
Yeah.
Three-pointer by freshman Addie Lowe. And now, after a slow first half of this third quarter, the scoring's picking up both sides, 31-25. Hayes with it, power dribble, kicks to Ashok. She fires a three, no good. Rebound Addie Hayes. Maddie Hayes with it in the paint, power dribble, put that good. Maddie Hayes with the last 5 points for Clay County. 33-25, the junior. Playing some good basketball deep in this third quarter. Big District 7A matchup. Clay County, of course, undefeated 5-0 in the district. Pickett County 2-2 in district play. A loss to Clay County and a loss to Red Bull so far for them. Pickett going to inbound after the ball was kicked out of bounds by Lady Dawg. Lowe having trouble getting it in. Finally does so to Allie Aminette. Keesling and Aminette tonight, very quiet. Combined, maybe 5 points tops for those two.
You're looking at three. 1 3-pointer by Allie Aminette. Nothing for Keesling so far tonight. Which they both scored 12 apiece in the last contest Clay County played.
The only juniors on this team, the two oldest players that Coach Smith has. No seniors on this Piggott County squad. Good rebound and takeaway down there by Birch against the Buford. Jump shot, no good. Rebound, Emmy Lowe.
Man, I wish I had win.
Lowe works ahead to Tompkins. Tompkins into the paint. Spins, shoots, does not score. Loose ball picked up by Lowe. Gives to Reeder. Reeder fires a three. No good off the left side of the rim. Buford with the loose ball.
Wow.
And a foul going to be called on Tompkins. That's her third personal, I believe. Second. Minute 37, Thomas left in this third, 33-25. Clay County's led the entirety of the contest, but hadn't been able to really pull away here.
Yeah, but they maintained a six-point margin pretty much throughout, Daniel. And I think it goes back to the shooting of Piggott County. Only 2 3-pointers so far for the Lady Bobcats. Probably a product of the Clay County defense, Daniel.
Yeah.
They know how to guard pretty well.
Absolutely. Travel was the call, Coach?
Yeah.
Burchick called for the travel. Piggott County back possession. Minute 15 left, third quarter. 33-25. Piggott County trying to climb back in it. Addie Lowe kicks the Reeder. Now to Nicholas. Nicholas has been quiet tonight. She's a strong young freshman player who had around 10 points probably last time.
You're wrong, Daniel. She had 17 to lead the Lady Bobcats in that contest. She's scoreless tonight.
Right. That's crazy. That's just, like you said, what a credit to the Lady Dog defense. Ashlock with it at left wing, defended by Nicholas. Comes into the free throw line. Jump shot good.
Well,
Bella really putting together a great game.
She is.
He's done a little bit of everything tonight. Defended well, shot well, rebound well. Three-pointer fired by Addie Lowe, no good. Rebounded by Nicholas. Dumps it inside the Reeder. No, that's Tompkins. Ball goes out of bounds.
Block shot.
Burchett going to be credited with a block shot. Bella Ashok checking out. Lacey Wicks checking in on the floor for Clay County. Head, Wicks, Hayes, Burchett, and Buford. Three-pointer by Emmy Lowe. Good. On the inbound play. 20 seconds left in the third. 35-28 to score. Lady Dogs up by 7. Wicks brings it across the timeline. The sophomore sets up at the top of the key. Works to the right. 10 seconds left on the clock. Loses the handle. Picks it up. Gets to Buford. Halley now with it. Down to 5 seconds. Drives baseline. Kicks to Burchett. Bradley fires a 3. No good.
Hey, got a foul.
But she's going to go to the line to shoot 3.
Yeah.
So Addie Lowe coming to box out late. Got it into her, I guess?
Yeah.
Coming to the scorers table, Kendall Matthews, Baylor Walden, and Ella Eads. 7/10 of a second left on the clock. Burchett at the line to shoot 3.
Needs to hit these two.
First one's good.
We'll get back at 3. They just hit. She can make them all.
Clay Kenny up by 8. 36-28. Burchett with 2 more to come. Misses the second. A rare thing. For Burchett, so good at the free throw line, 81% shooter there on the season. Had hit 76 of 94. Of course, it's no surprise she shoots more free throws than any other Lady Dog.
Yeah.
Third one is good. So she hits 2 of 3, and Clay County has a 9-point lead, 37-28. 7/10 of a second, going to have to be catch and shoot. Reeder gets it in, low with it, no time to even shoot it. Third quarter's over, big District 7A girls matchup here at the end of 3. Clay County leads it 37-28 over Piggott County.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Salina, where Clay County leads Pickett County 37-28 with 8 minutes left here in the ball game. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. For Clay County, Briley Burchett has 6, wow. Izzy Hill 2, Abby Head 8, Hallie Buford 3, Maddie Hayes 7, and Bella Ashlock leading the way with 11 points. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office in Salina today, Daniel.
Bella Ashlock with the rebound up for Amon. It misses a three-pointer. 7.5 minutes left to settle this one. 9 points the lead for Clay County. They have the basketball. Buford, left wing, fires a three. Hits off the back of the iron. Whistles blow. It's going to go against Pickett. Amonette with a pushing foul. Coach Edwards, who took over Coach Sims' athletic director's role here at Clay County High School after Coach Sims retired, made the executive decision to let all Clay County High School students in free tonight. Huge student section across the way.
That's good.
Thanks to that. Who had the bucket, Thomas?
Abby.
Abby Head, I think.
Abby.
Head with the bucket.
Penetrate, hit a layup.
I called it out, I think, on there. Zemi Lowe tries to add 2 more points. No good. Rebound, Reeder. Reeder stripped to the ball by Burchett. Burchett going to be knocked to the hardwood. Pickett County with the ball. Nicholas inside. Her shot blocked by Ashlock. Picked up by Amonette. Some of the best back and forth we've seen of the whole game here. Just each team taking it away from the other.
Yeah, they are, Daniel. You're talking about the students getting it in free. Looks like it worked.
Well, yeah, and it did. I had mentioned on air earlier, I was disappointed to this point with the crowd from the student section, and they came out. So a foul sends Abby Head to the line to shoot two.
Caught on the floor, I believe.
Mm.
I don't really see how it could be on the floor. She was in the process of shooting. No, they're going to put her on the line.
Yeah.
Good.
So Abby is lined to shoot two. Head an 84% free throw shooter. No surprise. Hits the first there. 40-28. So a 12-point lead now for Clay County. Head trying to make it a 13-point lead. Madison Hayes checks in. Izzy Hale checks out. Second free throw is away and good. I've always felt like Abby played some of her best ball late in games in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, she does. She's a good pressure player.
Reeder inside. A lot of Lady Dog contact, it looks like, but no whistles blown. Reeder misses the shot. Chalk it up for good defense. Burchett with it. Baseline drive. Kicks over to Buford. Hallie's penetrates. 8-foot jumper. Good.
Yeah.
43-28 now. So Clay County has built a 15-point lead, and Coach Smith wants a timeout. 6:02 left in this one. Timeout Pickett County, full timeout. We'll play 2 ads and be back.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud of. proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right.
Back here live, whistles blowing.
Clock didn't start on time or something.
Okay. A rare mistake by clock keeper Homer Daly. He does an outstanding job. Of course, Bobby Bartlett for years took care of those duties, and very fortunate to have Homer step in and fill that role. It's never something we've had to worry about here at Clay County High School, back into Sinai High School days.
No doubt about it. I'm attended a junior high game and saw Homer down there, too.
He does.
Pulling double duty.
Pickett County struggling to score here in this second half, very similar to how they started the game early in the first half. Clay County back with it. Wicks, three-pointer right wing. Yeah! A big shot by the sophomore. She makes her second three-pointer of the season. Was one of seven prior to that one. In and out three-pointer by Lowe. No good. Rebound Burchett. 5:15 and ticking. Coach Sims up to an 18-point lead now.
That's good.
It's got to be a big shot for the young Wicks right there.
That'll help her confidence.
Yeah,
because she's one of them. We've talked about her a lot. We don't need her as an offensive threat when she comes in. But for her to feel good about pulling the trigger, that makes her that much better.
That does. I probably shouldn't tell this, but her mother, which was one of my old players, texted me the other day and said, she got on offense, and she just gets out there and scared to death. She said, you got any suggestions? I said, well, you know, it's kind of up to her. I said, but now, you know, just tell her just to let the game come to her, have fun. If she's open, shoot it. If not, just do what comes natural. And she's played well tonight.
She has. We've seen her. She took another long shot earlier. Missed it, but it's a good-looking shot.
Yeah.
And it was one she should have took. We mentioned it because she's wide open. Izzy Hale called for the personal.
Coach had me nervous there, and he said I probably shouldn't say this. I think that was some good analysis there.
It was. It was good.
Yeah, but it is, you know, for a young player, just to get comfortable on the floor, Coach, it's huge, isn't it?
Abby Head with a takeaway on the inbound. Coast to coast. Missed the shot. Burchett put back no good. Got her on the inbound. Okay, good.
Abby schooled that girl coming down the floor, but she couldn't get in the hole.
Reader, good patience. Let Hayes clear out, and then made the bucket. 50-30 now. So Head scored down here, Thomas, and then, no, it's Burchett. Burchett scored down here, then Reader scored down here. Did you get those?
Yeah.
Missed three-pointer by Clay County. Rebound Pickett. Twenty points the lead for Clay County. Zimmy Lowe draws the foul, goes to the line. Last time the teams met in Byrdstown, Pickett led the majority of the game. Clay County comes from behind and wins 63-60. Tonight, Clay County's led the entirety of the game. And right now have a 20-point lead, make it 19 after Lowe hits the free throw.
I don't know what I'd get a little deliberate on offense now. I mean, you're up 19, but you don't want to let it get down much closer, you know.
Right.
If you get a good layup or a good shot inside, take it. They also have to start fouling pretty quick.
I'll be honest. I'm a little shocked at what I've seen out of Pickett tonight. In my opinion, they were a really good girls single-A basketball team. And I'm not saying they're not, but they have not looked it tonight.
No.
They just haven't looked it tonight. And as Thomas has mentioned a lot, that has a lot to do with the things that Coach Walker and his team have done on the court to them. But they just haven't looked sharp.
Yeah, I think it's similar to like what York did to Clay County when they came in here, Daniel. When you're playing tough competition, which we are, you look a little different on the floor.
That's right. It's Abby Head. Ooh! Missed a shot. Rebound. Addie Lowe.
Missed many of them.
Gives to sister Amy. She hands off to freshman Zoe Nicholas. She spins into the paint. Shot up. No good.
Dude, Abby. Hallie.
I thought a foul perhaps would be called. It was not. And Clay County back in possession. 3:40 and ticking. This game's not had a smooth flow to it. It's had different times, but it's been disrupted.
We've made runs, but we've had streaks where we didn't play very good either.
Right. And like we mentioned, part of it's two good teams just kind of canceling each other out to a certain extent. Buford going to be called for the personal. .320 left in this fourth quarter. 50-32. 18 points the difference. Clay County does lead, in case you're just joining us.
Looking at Nicholas here again. Had 17 points against us the last time out. She's looking for her first points right now, and she still doesn't get them.
She is a freshman. A great player, but a freshman. You can almost see her confidence shaking and rattled here a little.
Right. And I think that goes back to what you said about Piggy County really not showing up. I think it's their inexperience, you know, the young players on this team.
Right. I mean, you're looking at a total squad that features two juniors, four sophomores, and four freshmen. Now, look out. You know, next year, they don't lose a soul. Year after that, they only lose two. And Kate Kiesland and Allie Aminette. So their time is coming. Perhaps they just aren't hardly there yet. But they're still a dangerous team. Nicholas hit that second free throw. Clay County with the ball. Izzy Hale now going to go to the free throw line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. As she's fouled on the perimeter.
They are young, but, I mean, those sophomores, I mean, they all started last year.
They did.
I mean, they've got experience. It's not like they had ever played before, you know.
And as I look out at this group of Clay County girls here, especially these four to our left, Bella, Riley, Hattie, and Abby, that's an experienced group of four players right there.
Riley's played for 4 years. Abby's basically played for 4 years. Of course, Bella missed most of last year.
Izzy, a four-year member, of course, as she rejoins them. First-year starter, played quite a bit last year.
Of course, Haley didn't get a lot of playing time as a freshman, but now last year, of course, she started really good.
Some of them have been on the state tournament floor on two occasions, some of them once. Am I forgetting one? Right, we haven't went 3 years in a row, have we?
No, two.
Okay. Clay County back with the ball here. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah, just back-to-back.
Yeah.
But the boys were there, too, so you could call it four in a row.
We've got very used to that. Want to do it again.
Yeah.
Piggott County adding a bucket. That's Ella Kate Kiesland, her first points of the contest, coming into the 2:37 mark of the fourth quarter, 51-35. Clay County up by 16.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads 51-35 over Piggott County. A little over 2 minutes left in this one. Piggott County puts it in again.
Tompkins good for the bucket after she stole it away from Clay County. Burch it across the timeline. Gives to Buford. Hattie has it knocked away. Scrum for the ball. Ball still rolling loose. Now in the hands of no one. It goes out of bounds. A foul called against Piggott. Abby Head had position there. No. Foul against Reeder, head at the line to shoot two. Actually, the front end of a 1-1. Hits it. 52-37. 2:17 left in the fourth. Clay County trying to advance on to 18-4 on the year. 6-0 in District 7A play if they can hang on here. The rim did not have a forgiving bounce that time. Pickett County with the ball. Amy Lowe into the front court. Jump shot no good. Rebound Ashhoff. Outlet pass to Head. Abby across the timeline. It's going to be a one-on-three. She retreats, lets her teammates catch up. Buford now with it, reach-in foul call. Double bonuses, Coach Sims alluded to. Hallie Buford goes to line to shoot two. Remaining regular season, started to mention it earlier. Friday, January 27th, this coming Friday. It's scheduled to be at Tennessee Heat. Now, they don't have a home gym. Now, Coach Edwards had talked to their head coach down there, and it was still in the works to try to host that game somewhere around where they're based out of. Mount Juliet, maybe, or something, I'm not sure.
Let's see, what they tell me, Lebanon, maybe? Lebanon, I think.
As far as I know, that it's going to be here at Joe Sims Gym.
That's why I thought it was supposed to be played here, yeah.
But technically, it's theirs to have if they can pull it off. But I don't know that that'll happen. Merchant picks up loose ball. Pickett trying to feed inside. After that Tennessee Heat game, we go to Clark Range a week from tonight. That following Friday, Gordonsville here at home. And then two non-district games to finish the year on Tuesday, February 7th at Jackson County. And Thursday, senior night, Thursday, February 9th, right here at home against Macon County. Minute 15 and ticking, 53-37. Clay County going to win this one. Buford out top with it. Almost loses it. Now, if you're wondering which of those contests, is Izzy Hale at the bucket? If you're wondering which of those contests you can hear and watch here live on the Horizon Sports Network, of those remaining ones, all of them except this coming Friday. We will not be carrying the Tennessee Heat game this coming Friday. So I encourage you to come out of Joe Sims Gym. His subs come on. It's Lacey Winks, junior Ava Carr, freshman Baylor Walden, freshman Ella Eve, and junior Kendall Matthews. The starters and key reserves get a nice round of applause after they put a 19-point shellacking. Actually, is it 18 points? 18-point shellacking on Pickett, 55-37. These young ladies going to finish it out the rest of the way. Matthews in the corner, dishes across to Eads. Eads tries to feed Wicks, does so.
Good shot.
Eads now to Carr. Carr shot up, right block, good. Junior Ava Carr gets the bucket. Nice to see her. She's a newcomer to the Lady Dog team this year. Pickett with it, answering his freshman, Addie Lowe. She's going to have a strong career there at Pickett County. 5 seconds left in this one. Lacey Wick's going to let the time tick away. Buzzer sounds, ladies and gentlemen. Clay County remains undefeated in District 7A play. They go to 6-0 in girls action, 18-4 overall on the year. Final score, Clay County 57, Pickett County 39.
Solana Healthy Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Salina, where we just witnessed Clay County take down Pickett County 57-39. It's time for the Eco Panels of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up. Coach, Clay County got off to a good start, but Pickett County fought back in this one. It was just a five-point game at the break, but I never really felt like the game was in question. Clay County seemed to have control, even though it got down to 6-5 at one time. But they pushed it back out there pretty quick and pretty much controlled this ball game. I thought
we did. We just hit some streaks during the game that we had trouble scoring and turned it over a few too many times. You know, we won by 18, and I didn't really think we played one of our better games tonight. You know, Hallie didn't shoot the ball very well. Bella played really good. I didn't think Izzy and Maddie played as good as they normally do, but, I mean, that's good if you can play, you know, just a so-so game and still beat probably the second-best team in the district by 18. That's really good.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. And, you know, besides offensively, we saw this Clay County defense do some things I wasn't sure they were capable of. You go back to the first Pickett County game, 3 Lady Bobcats in double figures. Tonight, just one, Emmy Lowe. They held the Pickett County scorers to virtually nothing.
Right. I don't know if they were looking to shoot the three as much as they did up there, but I think we got out and guarded them a little better. We played man most of the game, played a little zone there in the second half, but they just didn't shoot the ball good at all. You know, when they had shots, they just missed most of them.
They did. Three-pointers for Pickett County tonight. They made 13 in their first contest.
And like I said, that's probably a mirage that first game because according to Brent or Coach, you know, they don't ever shoot the ball worth a crap. You know, it's like 1 out of 30 in the 2 games after that. So, evidently they're not real great shooters.
Right.
But in some games, they score, 60, 70, and 80 points. The Clark Range, 68, 62. And, you know, we've held both of them into the 30s or really held Clark Range into the 20s. You know, they finally scored 5. We pulled our starters, got it to 33. But I guess we played good defense,
I think so. Addie Lowe had five for Big County. Kaylee Tompkins, two. Zoe Nicholas, who had 17 in the last game, 1 point. Callie Reeder, 5 points. Ella Kate Kiesling, two. Allie Aminette, three. Emmy Lowe did kind of have her way with us there for a while. She finished with 19.
Okay, other than her, nobody else did anything, hardly.
Right. For Clay County, Ava Carr finished with a bucket late. Maddie Hayes had seven. Lacey Wicks, three. Hallie Buford just 6 points tonight. Isabella held five. Bradley Burchett held to 8 points tonight.
Yeah,
so they did a good job on her.
They doubled her inside, just like I talked about at the start of the game. You know, as long as she's got one-on-one, she'll score. But now when she's got two or three on her, it's hard for her or anybody else to score.
No doubt. Bella Ashlock, talk about her all-around game. She got into double figures tonight, finished with 11, and Abby Head had 15. So, overall, pretty good effort for the Lady
Dogs. Yeah, it was. You know, good thing we, you know, usually it's Hallie, Abby, and Briley, but, you know, it's good to have Bella step up and get some points. And, you know, Maddie got seven, and it's good to have the others scoring some. You know, same three don't have to score every night like it is most of the time.
Coach, we'll give you a night off at week's end. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you. Folks, this Lady Dog wrap-up has been brought to you by Eco Puzzle Tennessee in Harmony Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Go visit that website, Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame panel sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermit Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square. Have you gone country lately?
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off for Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Becker and I on the CarQuest pregame show. Just saw a great girls contest. Clay County big winners. Time now to move into boys action. We'll start it with the CarQuest pregame show. Budget Pest Control boys 7A update. This past Friday, 12-8 Piggott County were idle. Clark Range lost to Gordonsville 79-52. Clay County beat Redbone Springs 49-43. And in a game that cost Coach Watson a game in his pick, it was Joe Burns that lost to Trousdale County, 63-66, a tight one. Tonight's action, Tuesday night, 15-5, Gordonsville is at 1-17 Redbone Springs, 12-8 Piggott County right here at 16-3 Clay County, 5-20 Clark Range is idle tonight. So, Coach, I've got another one here for you to pick. Two teams that beat Clay County this year, 12-8 York Institute Dragons have went north to McCreary Central Kentucky. Both of these squads beat Clay County. Who do you like in that one?
Well, you know, I really don't know what to do on that one. Where's the game played at?
It's at McCreary Central.
I'm going to have to go with them then, because, you know, when you go up in, when you cross that state line, it's a different brand of basketball, sometimes a little more physical. And I guess I'm going to go with the home team on that one.
I'd say a wise choice. Current District 7A standings, Clay County atop the pile at 5-0. Second place Gordonsville 4-1. Third place Piggott County 2-2. Fourth place Clark Range at 1-4. And fifth place Redbone Springs at 0-5. Boys 7A updates been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Buenas noches, Roaches. Going to go ahead now and wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with a full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Coach Watson, the last 30 games in this series, Clay County has won 28 and lost 2. The last time Piggott County won in this gym, 2014. It's been a while. What needs to happen here to make sure that trend continues?
Well, you know, we've got to go out and play a real good game. I know we when we went up there, we kind of mashed them right off the bat, and but they seemed like they came alive. And, you know, if they start out kind of like they finished up earlier tonight, we'll have a pretty good tussle with them tonight. But I believe we can still handle them. I think we've got just maybe a little bit more talent, and we're more team-oriented maybe than they are. And
of course, definitely more experienced than older team.
Yes. And, you know, they kind of depend on a couple of guys more than we. And, you know, we've got some guys that we depend on, but
yes.
If something happens and their game's not on their top game, so far this year there's been somebody picked up the slack.
Yeah, we've had 6 different leading scorers throughout this season. So more of the same on that. This full coverage final word's been brought to you by Ashok Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the State Farm Boys starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Piggott County, the visiting team tonight, they wear their black travel jerseys, gold numerals on them, trimmed in white. Their head coach, Joseph Aminette, 7th season overall, all of them coming at Piggott County. 12-8 record this year, 2-2 in district play, starting for Piggott County. A sophomore, number 4, Caden Miller. Sophomore, number 11, Jacob Aminette. Sophomore, number 14, Eli Reagan. junior number 20, Gage Harris, and a junior number 21, Caden Thomas. The Clay County Bulldogs, they are the home team tonight here at Joe Sims Gym. They wear their wide home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Their head coach, Rob Edwards, 23rd season overall, 518 wins to 201 losses. Strong 16-3 record this year, 5-0 in District 7A play. Starting for Clay County, a senior, number 3, Jimmy Burchett. A senior, number 13, Keaton Arms. A senior, number 15, Bryce Bailey. A senior, number 44, Alec Kerr. And a senior, 00, John Hamilton. State Farm Boys starting lineups have been brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. These teams met back on January the 6th in Birdstown. Clay County won that one 61-53. Clay County's won 16 straight games in this series. Coach Edwards has met Pickett County 71 times, has 48 wins to 23 losses against them, 19-7 here at home in Salina. As we already mentioned, 28-2 in the last 30 meetings with the Pickett County Bobcats. Thomas, this was always a contest you enjoyed playing in, and now we get to call another one of these installments.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't have the success that these current Bulldogs had against Pickett County, but we tried, Daniel, and I tell you what, going back to the playing days all the way throughout, this is one of the rivalry games. It just doesn't get any better than this.
It does not, and this one is underway. John Hamilton controls the tip. Jimmy Burchett with it gives to Bryce Bailey. Now Kerr swung back to Jimmy inside the Keaton. Ball taken away. Pickett County with it. Jacob Aminette picks up the loose ball into the front court. Gets turned away by Burchett. Dishes back over to a teammate. It'll take me a moment to learn these Pickett County players. Gage Harris with it. Left wing. Works against Kerr. Harris kicks over to Reagan. Reagan back out to Harris. Harris fires the three. No good. Actually, that was Caden Thomas on the three-pointer. Rebound Keaton Arms. So a slow start for either team. Empty possession for both squads. Doping it up, similar to the girls' game. Alley-oop pass inside to Hamilton. John with it. Going to be tied up. Jump ball call.
And they got possession.
Pickett County going to take back over here.
And you see Coach Evers going to the post to start this one. They don't have anybody that can match up with John Hamilton.
Or Keaton Arms. They're the one.
But we've got to be careful not to try to force it to him too much too quick.
Aminette has his pocket picked by Jimmy Burchett. Ball does roll out of bounds. Pickett County maintains possession. I would not enjoy being an opposing guard with Kerr and Burchett harassing me all night.
Yeah, Daniel, they're relentless. Those pesky defenders, as we like to call them. And, maximum effort from both guys.
Aminette, free throw range jump shot in, 4-2.
Rolled around and fell through finally.
Had that shooter's touch. Pickett County with an early 2-0 lead. Kerr across the timeline into a trap, passes out to Burchett. Now Bailey. Bailey going to fire the three. Bryce Bailey in and out, no good. Rebound Aminette. Aminette taken away by Kerr. Burchett with the loose ball layup coming. It's good.
It's a good steal by Kerr.
There's some of that tenacious defense we talked about. We saw in the girls' game, Thomas, they were letting them play as far as reaching for the ball. I like that. Clay County's good at it.
Yeah, and actually, Pickett County, that's what they want to do, too.
He just kind of threw that one up.
Going both ways. This one's going to be a track meet.
Aminette misses the layup. Rebound Hamilton. Pass ahead into the Clay County front court. Jimmy Burchett sets up the offense. 6:05 mark, first quarter. 2-2 the score. Coach Edwards on the bench. Coach Aminette already up coaching. He seldom sits, Thomas. Hamilton inside, dishes across to Burchett. Now Kerr, three-pointer left corner. Yeah.
Good.
Big shot by Kerr. He continues to become a better scorer each and every game played this year. Three-pointer no good by Pickett. Rebound Hamilton. And the foul called against Pickett County's Caden Thomas. First foul of the contest against either squad.
I believe they've got a plan of attacking John whatever and wherever he does anything.
Yeah. Kerr, a 30% three-point shooter on the year. He was 12 of 40 coming into tonight. But, Thomas, a lot of those 12 makes came in the last four or five contests. So if we looked at his average since the calendar changed, it's a lot better than 30%.
Yeah, no doubt. As Burchett gets a foot back there. But you're right, Daniel. Alec Kerr really has come on in the last month with his shooting and his scoring ability. Kind of settled in from that long football season.
Jimmy Burchett knocks away the inbound pass. Pickett Kenny going to try it again. 7-2 the score. Clay with a five-point lead after the flourish of points. 5:15 to tick, and Bryce Bailey knocking out the pass. Picked up Amonette. Foul got to be called on Kerr. Alec trying to tie up Jacob Amonette for the ball. I can't argue that one.
No, I mean, he had the ball in pretty close to his body.
First personal for Alec. Amonette to the front court, gives to Thomas. Now they kick it into the hands out top of Paris, Lyric Paris. Paris with it at the elbow. Picks up the dribble, gives to Reagan. Back over to Harris now, back inside to Reagan. Good offensive set. Bucket good, Eli Reagan from right block. 7-4 the score. Pass ahead from Arms to Kerr.
That looked like a quarterback pass.
Yes, it did. Kerr misses the jump shot high off the glass. Rebound, Lyric Paris gets it out to Jacob Amonette. Amonette into the front court. Dishes down low. Now they kick out. Three-pointer by Harris. Good. We're tied up at 7. Thomas, you missed a bucket.
I did. I got Burchett, a Kerr 3, and I missed the other one.
Now
Bailey,
Bryce Bailey
for 3.
Knocks down a 3. I called it, but honestly, I can't remember who it was at this point. Pickett County back in the front court. The scoring's starting to pick up as either team has swapped three-pointers. 10-7 the score. Clay County with the three-point advantage. 4:02 mark first quarter. Pickett County going to inbound. In case you're only listening to the feed rather than watching on our Facebook Live feed, Pickett County shooting at the hoop to our right. Clay County the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Hamilton's starting to become more confident as he pulls down a loose ball rebound there. He'll put it on the floor a little bit now, Thomas.
Yeah, he'll start to break and get things going.
Hamilton with it. Nice bounce pass to Burchett. Jimmy a little short on the jump shot. Ball goes out of bounds. Pickett Kenny takes back over. Checking in for the Bobcats, Payne Burton and Dylan Anderson, the only two seniors on this Bobcat squad. I told Coach Edwards earlier today it wouldn't surprise me to see the two seniors from Pickett County see quite a bit of action tonight because, honestly, they're the only two Bobcats who can match the physicality of Clay County's five seniors.
Yeah, Dylan Anderson, one of those seniors, had 14 points in that last contest against Pickett County. The Bobcats were led by Jacob Amonette, who had 18, a lot of those coming late in that ballgame.
Nate Adams has also checked in for Clay County along with Lance Burchett. Pickett County with it. Eli Reagan inside. Picks up the dribble. Gets it out to Burton. Swung around to Anderson outside. Now Paris. Back to Jacob Amonette. Back to Paris. That's good basketball.
That was a nice pass.
Yeah, it was. Nice little give and go there. Kind of a set play. They execute it well and get the bucket. 1 point the difference. Pickett County 9. Clay County 10. Bryce Bailey with it left wing. Goes back to Lance Burchett out top. Swung down to Nate Adams at right wing. Nate drives baseline. Picks up the dribble. Dishes inside to Hamilton. Knocked away. Picked back up Adams. Give to Bailey. Three-pointer no good. Rebound Reagan. Reagan, full head of steam across the timeline. Wants to go coast to coast. Dishes off to Anderson instead. Pickett County resets. Jacob Amonette, top of the key. Drives. Loses the handle. Clay County ball. Weston Bird boy and Andrew Smith checking in. On the floor for Clay County now, we see Lance Burchett, Nate Adams, Andrew Smith, Weston Burbank, and Keaton Arms. Coach Edwards goes 10 deep, has all kinds of different lineups throughout the course of a game, Thomas.
Yeah, he does, Daniel. And you see Birdwell again making an impact as soon as he comes in. Burchett for 3.
Lance Burchett a little strong on it. Hits the back of the iron. Rebound Lyric Paris. Gives to Amonette. What do you think so far, Coach?
Well, you know, we've got a whole bunch of players in and out. You know, I don't know. It's hard to get a rhythm going, I think.
Anderson fires a three-pointer and connects. Pickett County takes their first lead of the contest, 12-10. This one already with a completely different feel than the last matchup between these squads.
Yeah, just a furious pace right here. Bertel finds Adams underneath. What a look, Daniel.
Beautiful assist by Wesker.
Great pass to get out of trouble and get it down there to him.
Adams adds it in from right block, and that ties us back up at 12. Minute 50 and ticking first quarter. Payne Burton with it. Picks up the dribble at right elbow. Gives to Reagan. Reagan defended by Adams. Now Lyric Parris sets up at the high post, defended by Arms. Dylan Anderson outside. The senior drives in. Kicks to his classmate Burton. He fires a three. It's good. So Pickett County, who struggled to score in the last time they played on January 6th, not an issue here tonight. A steal by Dylan Anderson. He goes the other way. Lay up no good. Foul called against Hans Burchett. Second team foul against Clay County. Pickett with a three-point lead, 15-12, and an opportunity to extend is Dylan Anderson at line for two. Coach Edwards giving instruction to his young sophomore, Lance Burchett, on how he wants him to handle it. I think he's talking about what happened in the front court rather than the foul.
Yeah, he definitely is, Daniel. Just you don't see these Bulldog teams make turnovers, especially in the back court, against pressure or whatever. They usually keep their cool, keep their heads, make passes back and forth, find that crease, and get it across the timeline. That time, Burchett got in a little bit of a hurry, I think.
On the floor now, Lance Burchett comes to the bench. Coming back out, brother Jimmy Burchett. Anderson missed the first, hit the second, making it a four-point game, 16-12 in favor of Pickett County. Clay County trying to beat this full-court pressure. They get across the timeline. Andrew Smith with it. Gives it to Kerr. Kerr now to Burchett. Jimmy now picks up his dribble. Defended by Reagan. Passes out to Andrew. Smith with it out top. Gives to Weston Burble in the left corner. Now back to Kerr.
Go to Arms deep in the post here.
Posted up on Payne Burton. Three-pointer fired by Smith. It went halfway in the cylinder before coming back out. Pickett County with the rebound. Jacob Amonette across the timeline. Amonette drives the left side. Kicks out to Anderson. Nearly went out of bounds. And now it's going to be an over and back. Weston Burble hustling for it. He wanted the ball. Very aggressive.
Yeah.
Gets the bucket.
Great job.
What a burst of speed and hustle by Weston Burble. On the floor for Clay County, it's Burble, Alec Kerr, Andrew Smith, Jimmy Burch, and Keaton Arms. 25.
He wasn't satisfied just having possession. He wanted 2 points.
And he got it.
And he got it.
Amonette inside. Foul going to be called on Weston Burble or Andrew Smith, perhaps.
They're going to get Smith with a body block down low, Daniel.
Amonette drawing the attention of three defenders on that one. Keaton Arms was down there, along with Smith, who got the foul, and Weston Burble over the top trying to block the shot. Talking to Coach Edwards earlier today, if I'm not mistaken, let's say, for example, they take 40 shots a game. Amonette takes 25 of them, the rest of the team 15. That's what the assistant coach Andrew Medicine charted through several contests. So Pickett County scoring goals as sophomore Jacob Amonette goes. We're used to that, though. His big brother, not Will, but the other one, Zach. Zach used to be that guy. Clay County with it, trying to score at the end of the quarter. 10 seconds. Kerr with it. Gives to Burchett inside to Hamilton. Power move. Kicks it up. Oh, okay. Defensive foul call.
We'll take that.
The Pickett County faithful wanted a charge against Hamilton, and I couldn't have argued it. However, the call is against Pickett.
And that's what counts.
You can't penalize Hamilton for being a big, strong guy.
That's true.
That's all that was.
What a raucous student section we see here out of Clay County. First time this year. I'm loving it. I know the players are. A foul was called against Lyric Parris on the inbound opportunity. Clay County going to try it again. Hamilton earning the attention of two different Bobcats, now just one. They start to execute. Bailey having trouble. Works it in. 5 seconds on the clock. Kerr with it. Right corner. 3 seconds. Burchett out top. 2 seconds. Desperation three. No good. First quarter ends. It's Pickett County 18, Clay County 14. This is nothing short of a District 7A rivalry at its best. Stay with us.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Well, welcome back to Salina, where Clay County trails Piggott County 14-18 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. Here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Clay County's being led by Bryce Bailey and Alec Kerr, both with 3 points in the first quarter. Jimmy Burchett, Nate Adams, and Weston Burble all have two each.
I don't know about that one.
Scoring summary's been brought to you by Salina Lumber. The Getting Place, where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
Piggott County back on the basketball after Keaton Arms called for an offensive foul. Arms on the rebound now. Clay County back in position after Aminette misses the jump shot. Bailey, right wing, picks up the dribble. Jimmy Burchett out top now. Kicks the curve, baseline. Alex starts to lose it. Gets it back into Jimmy. Now down low to Hamilton. Scrum for the ball. Jump ball should be called. No! A foul going to be called. The Piggott County faithful are elated. Initially, there was simultaneous possession. The strength of John Hamilton secured the possession. Then the foul was called.
That's very similar to what we got with Alec Kerr a minute ago when we got the foul. You know, we had a...
That's right. Very similar. A steal here by Pickett on the inbound. A travel going to be called. Yes. Coming back the other way. Loudest we've heard Joe Sims' gym all year, Thomas. This is what District 7A basketball is all about.
Well, the Gremlins got him.
We talked about it coming into this one, Daniel. It don't throw out the records. It doesn't matter. It's Pickett County and Clay County. This place is packed. The student section across the way standing up. Pickett County's all tore up here in the stands, as they lead 18-14 early in the second quarter.
Burchett across the timeline to Hamilton. Hamilton with it, shot up, good. John Hamilton from left block. Reagan across the timeline, beats the pressure, gets Staminet. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Bailey. Knocked away, though, and picked up by Bobcat. It's Miller, Tayden Miller with it, gets it outside now to Staminet. Aminette dishes off to Thomas. Just a little hot potato out top. Now a three-pointer taken and missed by Gage Harris. And a foul going to be called against Caden Miller, who inadvertently tripped Kirk.
This is sort of helter-skelter, guys.
Yeah. The score in the midst of all this, Thomas, Clay County trailing by 2, 18-16 to Piggott County.
Yeah, you got to give the Bobcats credit here. They cannot match up with Clay County, but their defensive intensity has sped this game up to a pace where they want it, Daniel.
Another turnover. Clay County on the inbound trying to go deep with it. It was taken away. Three-pointer by Reagan. No good rebound Arms. Keaton gives to Nate Adams, the sophomore. Passes ahead to Kerr. Kerr with it on baseline. Comes inside. Jump shot. No good. Rebound Hamilton. John Hamilton stripped to the ball by Jacob Aminette, and a foul call. Aminette's first personal, I believe.
You know, and to my point, you know, if this game could slow down, there's no way Piggott County can handle Clay County in the half court. But with the trap out front, they're speeding it up, Daniel, making Clay County play fast.
Credit Coach Aminette with a great game plan coming in here knowing that.
I mean, guys, they've got a pretty good game plan with their full court press. They're allowing Keaton to bring the ball down the court, which is taking him out of our half court offense.
And that's true. Dylan Anderson reverse layup. Piggott County back to a 4-point lead. Kerr with it, gets the bait in the corner. Back to Kerr, inside, he's fouled. Dylan Anderson called for the foul. Piggott County opened the season 5-0. Since that time, the last 15 games they played, they're 7-8.
Yeah.
So basically a 500 team in the months of December and January. But now they're looking sharp tonight here in Joe Sims Gym. Kerr misses the front end. Of course, the Piggott, recent Piggott losses, they lost to Livingston Academy, Gordonsville, Clay County. Those are the three losses in the month of January. Back before that, Christmas tournament action, they lost to Hardin Valley, they lost to Knox Central. Back before Christmas, they dropped a contest to East Robertson, a tough opponent. They lost to Russell County, Kentucky, another one to Livingston Academy. So there's no loss on this Piggott roster that's like, oh, wow, that was just a bad team that beat them. They've lost to solid competition, Thomas.
Yeah, no doubt.
Kerr misses them both. 20-16, still a 4-point difference. The pace for the moment has slowed back down. Piggott County with it. Anderson, now Reagan, now Burton, now Aminette. Aminette inside, dishes to Anderson across the key, defended by Lance Burgett. Now it's going to be Reagan who drives. Shot, no good. Rebounded by Arms. On the floor for Clay County, Lance Burgett, Keaton Arms,
nice
Alex Kerr,
Keaton.
Nate Adams, and Weston Burville. Adams with it. 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Kerr. Back to Lance Burchett. Deep three-pointer. In and out. No good. Rebound Hamilton. No, who was that? That's Birdwell.
That's Birdwell.
Birdwell, yeah. Like a wild man coming down the lane. Great hustle. Got the ball. Tipped
good
it in.
Good athletic move. Very athletic.
And was fouled. Missed the tip putback. I've been impressed with Birdwell. We had seen him play some reserve action last year. I wasn't sure where he would fit into things this year with these five seniors and things, but Coach Edwards, during the month of January, has went to junior Weston Burville quite a bit.
Got one out of the two.
Well, he makes things happen with his intensity, with his defense out there. If you've got a player like Aminette, put Burville on him every once in a while. Coach Edwards knows what that does.
He's right now guarding him. Good matchup. I mean, it goes baseline, kicks to Anderson, three-pointer, no good. Rebounded to put back by Burton, good. Was it, no, I believe it was number 21, Caden Thomas on the bucket. 22-17, Clay County trailing by five. 4:40 and ticking, second quarter. Adams across the timeline, into a trap, passes out of it to Jimmy Burchett. Burchett into the paint, foul call. The Piggott County fans wanted a travel two different times during that possession. Well, they see it in with a foul. I can't even keep up with the fouls. Piggott County has 19 fouls. That one is against Anderson, his second personal. I've got six of the nine marked. It's not too bad. Two-thirds. Jimmy Birch is lined to shoot two. Clay County,
hit him over the back.
Not really strong from the free throw line tonight. We've left some points there. Looking back at series historical leaders, three different guys that I show, at least in the Edwards era, have 13 made free throws in a game. Grant Strong, Chase Stevens, and Jake Ashaw, all three. Piggott County with the ball. Lyric Parris inside, scores.
That's nice pass.
Piggott County right now playing a better half-court offense than Clay County is.
Right.
Hamilton down low. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound. Reagan. Aminette across the timeline. Little jump stop almost cost him a travel. He kept 1 foot planted, though. Gage Harris with it. Gives to Paris. Foul called against Bailey.
wake-up call from Bryce Bailey right there.
First personal on Bailey. John Hamilton and Lance Burchett check out. On the floor for Clay County now, Alec Kerr, Keaton Arms, Nate Adams, Jimmy Burchett, and Bryce Bailey. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards. 30-second variety. 3:42 mark, second quarter. Clay County 17, Pickett County 24.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, where the Dogs trail the Bobcats 24-17, 3:42 left here in the first half, Daniel. And it's all about the pace of this ball game. Clay County hasn't been able to settle down on the offensive end, Daniel, and kind of enforce their will.
Yeah, the half-court offense definitely on Pickett. They've had the advantage. That's why you've seen them build their 7-point lead. I think I'm using the right term for that. Takeaway battle at Kern. Gives to Burchett, ahead to Adams. Adams to the block, kicks to Bailey. Nearly saved by number 20, Gage Harris. Clay County going to maintain possession, though. Nate Adams comes out, Lance Burchett comes in. No.
I think back on here.
Okay, Coach Watson just mentioned there, he just unmuted, said Coach Edwards still trying some different lineup changes there, trying to find what he likes. Bailey fires a three, no good, a little short, rebounded by Pickett. Pickett doing a nice job on the defensive boards tonight, limiting second shot opportunities for Clay.
Yeah, no doubt. And Clay County not shooting
very
well at all.
We're concentrating on Amonette, and those guys at the basket are scoring.
Larry Parrish scores the bucket from right block. On the season, as Bryce Bailey adds an 8-foot jumper. Clay County, 29 rebounds a game on average. Their opponent's 23. 2:40 and ticking, second quarter, 26-19, a travel call.
Faked himself.
Against Caden Thomas.
I think you're going to see the this veteran Clay County team settle down here in this last 2 minutes. They can cut it back to a 2-point ball game, maybe a 2-possession game at the half. They're right in this one. It's just a 7-point lead, Daniel. And they can't make a shot from the field.
8-foot jumper missed by Jimmy. Usually automatic on those. Bryce Bailey doing a nice job saving it, giving us another opportunity at points. Coach Edwards crouched in front of the bench. Sends in the play, trying to go inside the arms. Amonette knocks it out of bounds.
You see the ISO for Keaton Arms on the block, Daniel. Trying to slow this game down, feed Keaton Arms.
What's Keaton got right now, two?
None.
Keaton, the leading scorer on this squad. Bailey with it. Fires a three, top of the key.
Good. We needed that one.
Second three-pointer of the night for Bailey.
Got one to go.
26-22, minute 55 left in this second quarter. Burchett on the rebound. Foul call against Dylan Anderson. No, it's Jacob Amonette. Amonette better watch the reactions there.
Shooting a bonus.
Of course, the last time these teams met, head coach Joseph Amonette receiving the technical foul.
Yeah.
That did not help his squad.
No.
Burchett good on the first. Double bonus, as Thomas mentioned. 10 team fouls now against Pickett. Clay County with 6. So that's pretty even there.
Yeah.
Jimmy hits both of those, coach. One possession game now. Clay
right.
Trailing by 2. Oh, Keaton Arms nearly intercepts that Pickett County pass. Bobcats maintain possession, though. Have it in the corner. in the hands of Caden Thomas back out to Evanette out top.
Watch Jimmy Burch at work.
Caden Thomas, three-pointer, right corner, no good. Ball goes out of bounds off Bailey. No fault of Bryce's. It was an air ball that just fell in his lap.
Yeah, that
looked like we got a 30-second timeout by Pickett.
Timeout taken by Coach Evanette. Minute 34 left in the second. Clay County 24, Pickett 26.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County's cut the Pickett County lead to 2. It's 26-24, minute and a half left here in the first half, Daniel, and Clay County is on a 7-0 run. Just like I said, settling into this ball game, using their experience to gain control here and fight back in it.
Yeah, we get to walk the other end, get us a couple of points maybe.
Keaton Arms going to be shooting. Still looking for his first points of the contest.
Has Keaton scored this?
He has not. Arms, of course, as I mentioned, the leading scorer on the season, averages 12.4 a game. Hits his first one from the free throw line there. 76.3% shooter from the charity stripe.
I am missing a bucket from the first quarter that I find at halftime, Daniel, so
could be.
It could be him.
Keaton hits both of those. You know, I believe it might have been. That could be his fourth point, so that we'll see.
Either way, tie ball game now.
26-26, minute 25 left here in the second.
9-0 run for Clay County now.
Nice block shot by Bryce Bailey. Pickett nice. County had worked it inside to Payne Burton. Bailey with a couple-inch advantage on the shorter Burton made him pay.
That's one of those blocks that stirs the crowd up a little bit.
Sure did. I got a nice chant going from the student section. I'm very impressed with the crowd here tonight in Joe Sims' gym. Just received a text message from my brother-in-law, Kobe Garrison, who always listens. Said we've got a packed house in Joe Sims' gym, it looks like, and a packed house on Facebook Live. About 143 folks watching right now and listening. We appreciate that.
That's great. I tell you what, Daniel, like I say, it's Clay County, Pickett County.
There
what
you
else?
Go. That's it. Burton inside, lays it high for glass. Pickett County reclaims the lead. 28-26, under a minute to play here in the first half now. Three-man weave coming across the timeline. Kerr picks up the dribble, gives to Burchett. Jimmy inside, dishes to Bailey, kicked out of bounds by Manette. Piggy, or Clay County, rather, going to inbound from beneath their own hoop. Clay County's ladies, of course, big winners here tonight. Moved to 18-4 on the year, stayed undefeated in district play. Now the boys trying to do the same. Nice little inbound play. Bryce Bailey adding a tough bucket from right block. Tied it
good,
back up.
Good little short turnaround jumper.
28-28. Pickett going to slow it down for one of the few times tonight. Perhaps play for the last shot of the half. Jimmy Burchett not going to allow that to happen, though.
That's right. Bailey, the first player in double figures in this contest, Daniel. He's got 10. The senior coming through for the Dawgs.
Down to 15 seconds in the quarter. Evanette inside, does more than he's allowed to do. Misses the shot. No whistles blowed on the extra dribble there. Burchett, front court, gives to his brother Jimmy. Jimmy out top, drives to the left side of the lane, jumps off the elbow. Girl.
Got it. Nailed it.
Desperation three-pointer coming. Evanette heaves it the length of the court. No good. After two, it's Clay County 30. Pickett County 28. Stay right here, folks, for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Daylight and a dollar short.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades, and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Salina, where Clay County leads Pickett County 30-28 after battling back here in the first half. It's time for your Gone Country Cafe for them to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County trailed 18-14 at the end of the first quarter to the Bobcats, and then they got down by as many as 9 with about 2 minutes to play in the second stanza, when they ripped off a 9-0 run to tie the ball game at 26 and actually outscored the Bobcats 13-2 down the stretch of the first half to reclaim a lead by 2, 30-28 here at halftime for Pickett County. Jacob Amonette has 4 points, Eli Reagan 2, Gage Harris 3, Caden Thomas 2. Dylan Anderson leads the Bobcats with 6 points. He and Lyric Paris have 6. And Payne Burton has 5 for the Bobcats. Clay County outscored them 16-10 overall in that second stanza to claim this 2-point lead. For Clay County, they're being led by Bryce Bailey, the senior, with a big second quarter, has 10 points. Jimmy Burchett just behind him with 8 points here at the half. Keaton Arms has 2. Alec Kerr, 3. John Hamilton, 2. Nate Adams, 2. And Weston Burble has 3 points off the bench for the Bulldogs. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest, with breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. District, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. What a great contest we've had so far. Clay County leading it by a narrow margin. 2 points at the half, 30-28. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. I put a couple of these in the mail the other day. Thomas brought me some stickers tonight, so I'll be able to get the rest of those out there. So if you are have been a recent winner and have not yet received it, it won't be long. They'll be coming your way. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In 2018, after splitting the pair of regular season games and then losing to the Bobcats in the district semifinals, head coach Rob Edwards led his Bulldogs into an elimination region semifinal game against Pickett County. What player was in the zone, recording 35 points to push the black, purple, and gold past Pickett and into the region title game and eventually the state tournament that year? I'm going to read it one more time. In 2018, after splitting the pair of regular season games and then losing to the Bobcats in the district semifinals, head coach Rob Edwards led his Bulldogs into an elimination region semifinal game against Pickett County. What player was in the zone, recording 35 points, and helped push the black, purple, and gold past Pickett and into the region title game?
Already got a guess, Daniel.
Carly Webb, she's been all over these lately. She guesses Tyreek Key. That's a great guess. Tyreek was a freshman at Indiana State, though, in the 2018 year. So he was 1 year removed. Not him. Coach, thoughts on this second half? You know, we kind of are at the same place we started off at. As far as score goes, you know, two points the difference.
We're up 2-0 right now, aren't we?
Parker Dawson sends in a guess. He says Landon Woodcock. That's another outstanding guess. Now, Woodcock was a junior on this squad, probably the leading scorer on the season for the Dogs, night in, night out. Outstanding player, only played 2 years in Clay County, transferred from Smith County. Incorrect, though. It was not Landon Woodcock. Well, I ran across this in my stats, and I said, oh, man, I've got to ask this. We didn't call this game on the Horizon Sports Network. That was our first season of calling basketball. We didn't call it. Don't want to talk much about the game. Don't want to give any clues. But I even texted Coach Edwards. I said, is this correct? He said, yeah. And he was the one that used the term in the zone. We have a correct answer. We've got a few other guesses, though. We've got a guess of Emerton. That would be B.J. Emerton. That listener guessed that. That's incorrect. B.J. was on the team, though. We do have the right one, though. The listener is Take Kerr, the person here. Okay, young Take Kerr sending this in. I figured he's here at the game. This may be his mom, Brittany, perhaps.
Could be her dad.
Okay, that's true. Could Tyler. Tyler, he's
I
one of the.
I think it is. Is that you, Tyler?
So Tyler's the winner, or Brittany, or young Tate, whoever it is.
And we still haven't said who it is.
We've not.
I'll never forget this performance.
Go ahead and tell him.
We had a lot of great ones, but Jake Ashlock could not be denied that night. He would not be denied.
A sophomore.
Down Piggott County almost single-handedly.
Sophomore year. That's his career high. You know, he went on and started
right.
the next 2 years was great. But his career high came as a sophomore in that region semi game against Piggott. Coach Edwards, when he responded to me on that text, said, yeah, he was in the zone that night. Said, I like the matchup that we had with him. Said, we turned him into the point guard.
Right.
He was the point that night, and we spread him out, and he was just on fire.
We saw him do against Dalton Marsh at Ripple and Springs a time or two.
I remember that. We caught those.
It was post up or go around, and Jake Ashlock just went around.
So congratulations to Tyler Kerr, a former player, Coach Edwards, and a great Bulldog himself. He was right on the trivia challenge tonight. We'll be delivering him a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Coach, I was looking down reading. What happened?
I don't, they called an offensive foul on Piggott. I don't know.
Gives Clay County the ball back. That's a good twist of events, was it not, Thomas?
Sometimes
yeah,
you
was.
Wonder how these guys get to officiate the first game they've ever seen.
Well, that could be. Clay County hopefully can meet this Piggott County pressure better this half. Adams.
And we do.
Hits on the jump shot. 32-28, back to a 4-point lead. That's the biggest lead Clay County's had in some time. 7:30 and Tig in third quarter. The teams have switched ends of the court. Piggott County working at the hoop to our left. They open up hot. Gage Harris knocking down the three-pointer from left corner. On the floor for Clay County here, we've got Keaton Arms, Brass Baby, Bailey, Alec Kerr, Jimmy Burchett, and Nate Adams. A turnover. Piggott County's taking it away several times tonight from Clay County, uncharacteristic for the Dogs. Jacob Amonette having his pocket picked. Jimmy Burchett tying him up. Loose ball. They're letting him play. Thomas, no whistles blow. And it's Nate Adams who picks it up. What a display of events right there.
Wow, what it was. And Alec Kerr's going to finish it.
Off the board and in.
Bank shot good for two. And now Nate Adams called for the reach-in foul. I don't much blame him because we just saw a lot of contact down here with the whistles. Why not try it?
But, yeah. You know, it, when you come up from behind, I mean, it's kind of automatic.
You talked about it earlier. Jimmy Burchett and Alec Kerr all over you, you know. Jacob Amonette doesn't have a chance.
No. And he's doing a good job tonight with it, but you're right. He does not. Alec Kerr on the rebound after Amonette fires a three. Perhaps shot it from distance trying to evade that defensive pressure. Clay County back into the front court with it. Jimmy Burchett, top of the key, dribbles behind the back, picks up the dribble, kicks to Cousin Nate. Adams hands off to Bailey. Back to Nate. Arms working inside against Reagan. Keaton only with 2 points, I believe, in the contest at this point. Is an unforced error there.
That was definitely unforced. Just an errant pass.
And you've seen Clay County a little out of sync. And again, I think you got to credit the Piggott County defense for most of it. But most of the time, we settle down and handle it. We saw them do that late in the second quarter to regain control of this game. They just got to do it again here, Daniel, in this third quarter.
34-31. Clay County up by three. Jimmy Burchett with a steal. Here we go. One-on-one against Amonette until the hoop scores. Burchett good on the layup. Clay County trying to keep a big win streak going against Piggott. They've won 16 straight in this series. Reagan with it out top. The Bobcats have not won here in Joe Sims Gym since 2014.
Right, which means, you know, none of these players on the floor have ever lost to Piggott County.
No. And the flip side of that, no Bobcat
right.
has ever
He's
defeated.
Never beat a
That's right. Clay Kennedy going to inbound or Pickett? Pickett going to inbound here.
Pretty sure Grant Strong and Jeff Spivey and Eli Smith graduated not ever having tasted defeat.
I think that's right. But that's right.
I'm glad that backboard is up there. We'd have to go down the yard to get that.
Sure enough. Fast break. Harms trying to finish it. Shot in and out. No good. Got his own rebound, though. Dishes it off to Bailey. Bailey finishes.
Good pass. Good interior pass.
38-21. Clay County up by 7. Timeout taken by Pickett County. Full timeout. 5:11 left in the third quarter. Clay County's come out hot. Built a 7-point lead.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding county. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here am I, Pickett County with the basketball after this timeout. Clay County takes it away. Caden Thomas dribbled off his foot. Brass Bailey picked up the loose ball. Pickett County trying to climb back in it. Clay County's built a 7-point lead here. And now here they go, a turnover perhaps for the Bobcats. Another big wild scrum for the ball. Jimmy Burchett picks it up off the hardwood here of Rob Edwards court. Dishes ahead, another takeaway. It's back and forth, Coach.
Yeah.
Now Lance Burchett comes the other way.
Got a tip from behind.
Full court pass to Bailey. Bailey to Adams. Adams scores from right block. 9 points the lead for the black, purple, and gold. 40-31 right now. Another timeout by Coach Amonette. He's starting to burn through them. We're going to play one ad this time, perhaps. Depends on the length of the timeout. 40-31, Clay County leading here in the third.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County has opened the second half by outscoring Pickett County 10-3, Daniel. They lead by 9.
That sounds good. I tell you, after that second quarter when we trailed so much, it's refreshing to be out in front by 3 possessions. Bobcats back with it. Burton out top. Swings down and in. He's defended by Lance Burchett. Gets to the free throw line. Going to be picked of his pocket picked by Kerr. Kerr ahead to Adams. Adams scores. Nice move by Alec Kerr.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lance Burchett had the Amonette stalled. Kerr comes in and picks his pocket. It happened so quickly, I didn't even properly call it. Burton with it inside. He almost loses the handle. Gives to Reagan. Three-pointer left wing, no good. Rebound Kerr. Kerr ahead to Lance Burchett. 3-on-2 in the front court. Lance going to play it slow, though. Circles back out top.
Wildly back it back out.
Nate Adams with it. Inside to Hamilton. Foul call. Payne Burton called for the personal.
That's the first time we've mentioned his name in a while.
John has been out during the first half of this third quarter. Not a foul issue. I don't think any dog has more than 2.
It's just the pace of the game. It's just what Coach Edwards has finally found in a lineup, isn't it, Coach Watson?
Yeah.
You know, some nights you need the inside strength. Sometimes you need the speed. And right now we got that shooting about Bailey.
3-pointer from right corner. Amonette. Gives off. Reagan now. Now Anderson taken away by Nate Adams. Adams ahead to Bailey. 2-on-1 between Bailey and Burchett. Jump shot by Bailey. Good.
Another good shot. Good smart shot.
47-31. Coach, we've got a 16-point game.
Yeah.
2 points the difference of the half. This third quarter, as Thomas always likes to mention, has been huge for Coach Edwards' squad so far. Another miss by the Bobcats. Lance Burchett with it. Across the tie line to Bailey. He's hot. Fires a three. No good. Rebound Reagan. Reagan with it. Puts it to the court. Full head of steam across the timeline. Pushes off. Sets up out the top. Gives to Jacob Amonette. Amonette into the paint. Dishes off to a teammate. It's Gage Harris. His three no good. Rebound Clay County. Adams quickly ahead to Bailey. Bailey's layup good. Bryce Bailey getting close to 20. What a run. A standing ovation by the Clay County crowd as timeout's taken. 18 points the difference in only 5 minutes and 40 seconds of game time. Clay County's went from leading by 2 to leading by 18, 49-31.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live, 2:15 and ticking, third quarter. Back here live, Clay Kenny inbounding. Burchett works into Kerr. Kerr left wing. Back to Jimmy Burchett out top. On the floor for Coach Edwards. Weston Birdville, Lance Burchett, Jimmy Burchett out at Kerr, John Hamilton. Birdville now, left wing. He's played good earlier in this first half when he saw time. Minute 45 and ticking, third quarter. Clay Kenny up by 18. They have blown this thing open here during the third quarter. Inside pass to Hamilton. Hamilton back out to Jimmy Burchett. Three-pointer. Ooh, thought it was good, but hit the side of the rim. Hamilton with the rebound. Piggy Kenny takes it away from Jimmy.
Pretty good clear out, but John.
Yes, it was. I think it was inadvertent, but he had a good shove on a Bobcat. Birdville over the back rebound after a Bobcat miss. Birdville and a Bobcat go to the floor. Now they enter the fray in the front court. Minute 10 and ticking, third quarter.
Bryce Bailey with the last 7 points for Clay County, Daniel. He's got 19 in this one.
Not sure what his season high is. I think he's right there around it. Maybe a career high he's working on with a quarter to play. Currently, he's on the bench getting a breather. Kerr, jump shot, left baseline, good. Use the glass.
When he gets that bank lined up, he's pretty deadly.
Kind of a lost start. I've heard you talk about that before, the bank shot.
Yeah, I mean, that's a dying art.
Yeah.
20-point lead for Clay County, Daniel.
Healthy one. Foul on someone. It'll be Jimmy Burchett called for the foul.
Yeah.
Jimmy's third personal, or first.
First, it looked like on the board.
Wow. Time. Played three quarters of this game very aggressively and just picked up one. Caden Miller at the line shooting. First one's good. 51-32. Final score back on January the 6th. was Clay County 61, Piggott County 53, an 8-point difference right now. We've got an 18-point difference as Cade Miller hits both of those free throws. The brothers Burchett get it across the timeline. Kerr tried to feed inside the Birdwell pass, stolen though by Piggott. 15 seconds remaining in the quarter. Piggott County with a chance to come up with more points. Payne Burton, three-pointer left wing, no good. Rebound Kerr. Now Clay County with a chance, 3 seconds. Birdwell, deep three-pointer, no good. After three quarters, Clay County has rebuilt a healthy lead, 51-33, 18 points lead after Piggott by leading only two at halftime.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Piggott County 51-33 with 8 minutes left here in the ballgame. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. Bryce Bailey leads the way with 19. He had 9 in that third quarter. Alec Kerr, 7. Keaton Arms, 2. And Jimmy Burchett has 10. Nate Adams just added a 3 here, and he's up to 11 in this contest for Clay County. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office in Salina today, Daniel. Nate Adams is hot.
Finally got one.
His didn't hit much of the net. Just a little bit of the net.
Yeah. Kind of touched it a little.
Nice shot by Reagan. Maybe with it in the trap. Passes to Arms. Keeps and gets it over to Nate. 54-36. They can't not going to be in a big hurry here. But at the same time, they're going to score with the back. They feed inside to Keaton. The ball goes out of bounds.
I don't know about this guy.
Yeah, I don't think that Keaton would have slung it out of bounds himself. But perhaps.
Perhaps. He's pretty bad to fumble that way.
You've been muted.
The whole time?
Yep, the whole time.
You've wasted a lot of
time. I hadn't done that since year one. Appreciate listener Parker Donaldson for letting us know. One of our sponsors here, Covering Exterior, sponsoring the local sports lowdown. Hope everybody's enjoying that feature. I enjoy putting it together, getting to follow these local teams and these local players that are up in college. On the floor for Clay County right now, John Hamilton, joined by Bryce Bailey, Nate Adams, Lance Burchett, and Jimmy Burchett. Free throw update there, Thomas, from Piggott.
Made them both.
Made them both. You sure he made that second one?
Well, according to the scoreboard, he did.
Hamilton with it on the outside. Dishes over to Adams. Nate drives. Kicks to Bailey. Bailey's three. Good. Bryce Bailey working on a career night here.
Tonight.
Over 20. How many threes has he hit?
He's got 22, and he's got four threes.
Four threes. Chasing Landon Woodcock there. Woodcock, the single game 3-point leader against Piggott with 7. His junior year back in 2018.
Almost broke it, or got closer to it there.
Woodcock had the 7, sitting second place in 3-pointers made against them in a game, is the great Tyreek Key. He did it his senior year in 2017. And then you got John Tanner Dodson and Dylan Burble, two good guards over the years. They both got 5 each against Piggott in the contest. 57-38. This one feeling pretty comfortable right now. 19 points for lead. 5 minutes left in it, though. Clay County trying to go to 17-3 on the year. 6-0 in the district. Hamilton inside.
Nice pass inside to John by Jimmy Burke.
Who fed him anyway?
Jimmy Burke.
Jimmy? Jimmy with the assist. Cousin John Hamilton with the bucket. And John's at the line to try to complete the 3-point play.
You know, so much depends on that pass to the post, doesn't it, Coach? If you can catch it in stride as you turn, you can't be denied most of the time.
That was just a tremendous look. And of course, we always take it for granted we're going to hit those little shots like that, but that's sometimes that's a tough shot.
It is. That's true. Hamilton misses the chance at the 3-point play. Dylan Anderson fires a 3 for Piggott. Does not find the mark. Rebound Hamilton. John's been tough on the boards tonight. Gives to Bailey. Brass out front with it. Kicks back to Jimmy out top. Rebound leader against Piggott. Came last year. Actually, 2 years ago. Grant Strong, his junior year, he pulled down 18 rebounds in postseason action against Piggott County. Inside to Hamilton. He's fouled. Dylan Anderson, pretty hard foul from behind. Hamilton going to go to the line to shoot 2. Nearly finished through contact with the bucket, but going to have 2 shots at the line. Sitting right behind Strong on the rebound leaders against Piggott, Jake Ashoff. His junior year in 2019, not the game that he had the 35 points. That was his sophomore year. He pulled down 17 rebounds. And Chase Stevens, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer. Back in 2003, that was his junior year. He pulled down 16 rebounds against Piggott. Don't usually get to share these leaders, Thomas, but when we got a 22-point snoozer going against Piggott here in the fourth, I have the chance to do that.
Of course, Daniel. This was a 2-point ball game at halftime. You know, Clay County, Piggott County fans probably thought they had them on the ropes at some point. They fell behind by as many as 9 in the first quarter, early in the second quarter, I guess, Daniel. And, you know, Clay County just stayed the course, went into the break, come out in this third quarter, like we've seen them do so many times. Coach Edwards set them down, settled them down. They came out and played like they're supposed to.
You called for it as early as 2 minutes left in the second quarter. You called it. You said, I'm not worried about this. Experience is going to win out. And
yep.
It has.
Yep.
Ball goes out of bounds off off of Piggott County, and the ball's awarded to Piggott County. Coach Amanet going ahead and throwing in the towel on this one, bringing in some reserves. 3:27 left in it. Coach Edwards doing the same. So we got freshman Nolan Adams out top, brother of Nate. Now you're going to see a couple guys stay. You got to remember Nate Adams is a sophomore. He's going to stay on the floor some. Weston Burble and Andrew Smith are juniors, but don't see a ton of time through the course of you. They're going to stay in place some here. Three-pointer made, number 32, Will Spears, I believe. Will Spears good on the triple for Piggott. He's a good, tall, young player. I don't know what class he is.
That's a nice-looking stroke.
Nolan Adams with it. Gives to Weston Burble. Burble at the free throw line. Kicks to Andrew Smith at right wing. 2:50 and ticking. Clay County up 60-41. 19 points to advantage. Adams inside. Dishes to Hamilton. Knocked away from him. Picked up by Smith. Now back to Nolan. Now to Nate out top. We need to get Jimmy and Lance out there at the same time with Nate Nolan, have the brothers out there. I know Coach Watson played that way. Just knowing Adam fires a 3. Coach, you had the pleasure of playing with not one, but 2 of your brothers. Ranford and Danny, along with you, all on the floor at the same time, at different times throughout the course of a season.
Yes, and we had a game at Piggott County when we opened up their new gym, and we actually had two families from Salina, two families from Pickett that made up both teams.
Really?
We had Winningham brothers and of course my brother and William Ross and Kenneth Terry here. And we also had another part of brothers from up there on the floor at the same time. I don't know if that's ever happened before.
That's pretty neat. Pickett County with the ball. What did Hamilton do on the free throw?
Miss it.
Hit the bucket though before it.
That's right.
So Hamilton adds two more to the tally as Pickett tries to add a few more. Exactly 2 minutes left as the ball goes out of bounds. Sophomore Hayden Adams checking in. Freshman Cole Eads checking in. So on the floor right now, we've got junior Tyner Westmore, sophomore Hayden Adams, freshman Nolan Adams, junior Andrew Smith, and freshman Cole Eads. Now, Coach Watson brought this up earlier. White Browning not dressed tonight for Clay County. As a matter of fact, he's on the bench. That tells me likely he's sick, not here at Joe Sims Gym. He could be listening. If he is, White, we hope you get to feeling better soon.
I know, guys, back in those days, that's when we rotated the district tournament between schools. And we played at Red Bull and Springs 1 year, Hermsley Springs the next year, and Salina High School the next year.
Well,
and we won two of the three.
Pretty much all home games in a way. Pretty close.
Yeah, yes, they were.
It's Will Spears coming in. He's added another bucket. I'm not sure why we didn't see him earlier in the contest. Pretty good-looking player. Nolan Adams with it. Minute 20 left to tick, and Adams lost his footing. Lost the ball. Kyler Westmore wants it back. Now there's a tussle. This could turn into a complete melee. Now we have two Clay County players who had simultaneous possession.
They call a walk.
Yeah, that's the trouble.
You can't call a jump ball when two teammates have it.
Yeah.
And, of course, they thought they were fighting against opposition.
Yeah.
Good hustle.
They forgot what color jersey we had on
tonight. I'm impressed that you called that play-by-play all the way through down
there. Well, little stuff like that's my favorite part of the whole game.
In the old days, we could let them jump off against each
other. That's right. Colton Anderson has checked in, the junior. Warner Melton, also a freshman, that on the floor. Pickett County with it. Turnover. Hayden Adams with it. Looking ahead to a teammate. Finds his cousin Nolan Adams. Layup. Good. And the foul. The student section erupts. .4 seconds on the clock. 64-43. 21 points to lead. Thomas, we heard a chant there from the student section. That's why AD Coach Edwards and head coach Edwards wanted those students here tonight. Let them in for free for this big District 7A rivalry.
No doubt, Daniel. I wish we could see this every night in Joe Sims Gym. We usually get it when we move into district tournament play. You know, the students do a good job turning out. They have their themes going and that kind of thing. But you see across the state, there's schools that do it night in, night out at home games.
Well, I personally feel like our students should be allowed free in every game. Maybe we'll work on that.
Guys, I just looked up the scoreboard and all this helter-skelter ball and you know, rugged and just play. We've had 10 fouls called this last half of the ball game.
Hayden Adams adds a bucket. You're right, Coach. Collectively, in the second half, 16 fouls against Pickett, 4 against Clay. They've let them play.
With that style of play, I mean, that is...
14 seconds left in this one. Pickett County with the basketball. They drive inside and get it to Spears. His shot good, and he's fouled. Big Will Spears has come in and scored about 8 points here. I think it's actually 6. He's going to the line to try to hit another.
Good-looking kid, too.
Yeah, I don't have a class on him. I'm going to ask.
I didn't even have him on the roster from the last game, Daniel, so he didn't play then.
No, he didn't.
Wasn't on.
He didn't enter the contest. I had him off a huddle, but I don't think he was in the official playbook yet.
No, he was not on the Pickett County book
right
at that time.
Anderson pulling down a rebound. Dishes ahead. Cole Eads content to dribble time away. Buzzer sounds. Clay County, what turned into a big 21-point win here tonight at Joe Sims Gym, 66-45 over Pickett County. Bulldogs move to 17-3 on the season, 6-0 in district play. Pickett County falls to 12-9 overall, 2-3 in district play. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. a detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the Horizon Sports Network and the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. Clay County's ladies now 18-4 on the year with their win tonight, 57-39. And the boys move on to 17-3 after a big win tonight, 66-45. That's what we're about to talk about on the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Yeah, Clay County, a little out of sync to start this one. I think you got to credit Pickett County's defense early on. They fell behind 18-14 at the end of the first quarter and then got down by as many as 9 late in the second stanza before they turned it on, Coach. They had to outscore Pickett County 13-2 to close out the half and go up by 2. And then it just totally dominated the third quarter, outscored the Bobcats 21-5, and it was over.
Yeah, I think, we calmed down a little bit at the halftime and got back into our game. Like I said, guys, I think they had a good plan the first half of the ball game where they were kind of forcing Keaton to bring the ball down the floor, which was taking him out of the offense. And we kind of remedied that and got the ball down a little bit quicker and just got into our offense. And we got a tremendous game from Bryce Bailey tonight, who I think he realized that he'd got into one of those zones, and he didn't hesitate, took some great shots, made some good shots, and just got basically, he kind of took the team on his back tonight, because I think like Keaton, did Keaton ever get the double figures tonight?
No, he didn't. 2 points.
It's like we said, he's out for the ball game. Somebody's gonna do it every night for this team.
That's right.
And you talked about the multiplicity of this team and the other people that contribute. You know, had three in double figures despite what Bailey did. We saw Jimmy Burchett with
right.
10, and then Nate Adams with 11. So you know, every night there's three, four guys getting in double figures. It's just amazing,
you know,
how they can do that.
This team is hard to prepare a game plan for.
That's right.
You really don't know what you're going to get. And, you know, one night we are a running shoot team that's capable of scoring dozens of points. And the next night we'll bring it down, take our time, and just kind of whip you on the high court.
Win with 40.
And then wind up winning.
Right. And,
40 to 20.
Right. You're right.
We talk about the scoring, guys, but I tell you what you got to talk about in this win is the Clay County defense. No Pickett County Bobcat in double figures in this contest. You hold Jacob Aminette to 6 points. Just a great effort on both ends of the floor.
And I think Aminette probably he was probably in double figures on assist tonight, because I think it was a different role for him. And the times that he really tried to take control on the offense, it just wasn't there tonight.
Yeah, I do think the approach was different. Thomas talked about it earlier in the contest about how it was Pickett's game plan to try to create that hectic, fast pace, because they knew physically they couldn't get into that slower game and allow it to go. So, yeah, a great second-round matchup for Pickett and the things they tried to do, but the cream rose to the top, and it was a 21-point win by then.
You know, yep. I think our team's really like an orderly ball game. And this first half really wasn't orderly.
It was chaos.
It was.
Catch as can.
Yeah.
Pickett County, Caden Miller, 2. Jacob Aminette, 6. Eli Reagan, 5. Gage Harris, 6. Caden Thomas, 2. Dylan Anderson, 6. Payne Burton, 5. Lyric Parrish, 6. And then the Spears guy off the bench, can't remember his first name, 7. In trash time there, Daniel.
Freshman Will Spears.
For Clay County, Hayden Adams and Nolan Adams with a bucket apiece there late. Weston Burble came in. Burble doesn't play long, but when he plays, he makes an impact for this team, doesn't he, Coach?
He provides a spark out there, because he comes out there looking.
He does. He really impresses me. Talked about Nate Adams getting in double figures again, had the big game against Red Bull and Springs. He had 11 tonight, most of those coming in that third quarter. John Hamilton, 7 points tonight. Jimmy Burchett also in double figures with 10. Alec Kerr, 7 points. Keaton Arms, just 2 tonight. And then it was all about the senior, Bryce Bailey, breakout performance here of late anyway. I think he had some big games early in the season before Christmas. But of late, returning from his ankle injury and such, 22.
Huge night. Folks, that's been the Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Big Old Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. Big Old Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Don't go away. We're going to play one more quick little set of ads here. Come right back and announce the TDS top performers from tonight's contest.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live for the final time on the Horizon Sports Network tonight. Just a great night in Joe Simmons Gym. Swept another doubleheader.
Great crowd.
It was.
Great atmosphere. It's kind of the first playoff tournament type atmosphere we've been a part of anyway, Daniel.
Yeah, I agree. And I was just thinking, I don't think that's not true. The York game with the girls. It's fair to say I don't think we've called a loss for either team yet. But no district losses because both squads are undefeated. And there's a lot of good reasons why. And we're going to find out about a few of them here on the TDS top performers from tonight's contest. We'll start with girls action. You know, I heard the girls celebrating as they went to the locker room after that game. That game meant a lot to them. They, you know, had struggled is the wrong word. They'd had a high-scoring, hard-fought game with Pickett back on January the 6th. And tonight, there was no doubt left for anybody that was listening, watching, or in attendance. Clay County's a better basketball team, and a big reason why they were tonight was Bella Ashoff and all the multiplicity of things that she does so well for this team as a junior.
Yeah, she's an unbelievable athlete. Her length and athleticism is what just really blows me away. She can get to a pass when you don't think she can. She can sidestep in the lane and get to the rim when you don't think that she can.
Mm-hmm.
She does things that really you don't see other players being able to do. It's just unfortunate she's not able to do it all the time with her situation. And we just see flashes of Bella Ashlock and what she can do. And tonight, we kind of saw it all come together. She finished with double figures for the first time since we've been calling, I think, with 11 points tonight. We don't have all those stats, but between running the show here on the computer and us, I probably can't keep up with points, but Coach Meadows will have them. Guarantee you she had several assists. She had rebounds. She does it all as a Lady Bulldog, and it's great to see her flourishing.
Yeah, it is in those other categories that I get the most impressed. You know, I go through each of these game reports he sends us and keep a little spreadsheet. That's where I get all this stuff from. You know, if they had five assists in a game, if they had three blocks, if they had five or more steals, all those type of things, you put them in. She shows up in a lot of different categories, and that's when you see the full measure of how good a player is how many different areas of the game are they impacted. She blocks shots, check. She steals the ball, intercepts a lot of passes, check on that. She's a good ball handler, could play point guard if she needed to. We saw her knock down a three-pointer tonight. You know, I don't see the weakness in it other than that old pesky leg injury she's dealt with and, you know, been courageous through that. It's probably modified the type of player she is. Maybe it's made her a better player dealing with that and becoming more complete. She's just really good.
Yeah, and just I'm proud for her to see her battle through what she's dealing with and have success. And don't get me wrong, she has success every time she hits the floor, but be able to play throughout a pretty good, you know, pretty much the entire game. She got her normal breathers, but she was in this contest throughout. Sometimes we don't see that, and you see what happens if Bella Ashlock's on the floor. And what I want to go back to, seven of those points came in that first quarter push, Daniel, where Clay County went up by 21-6 early in the second quarter. You know, and that's when Pickett County kind of made a run. They pulled within six or seven. But Bella Ashlock gave them that cushion to be able to withstand that run by Pickett County and then totally put the Lady Bobcats away. Just another one of many talented and great players that both of these teams have. And proud to name Bella Ashlock TDS top performer tonight.
100%. In boys action, it's not always about who was the leading scorer. Sometimes we pick folks that wouldn't, but tonight it was the leading scorer. It was Bryce Bailey, senior Bryce Bailey, who has meant so much to this program. He's one of those guys, we talked about it before with other players. He's waited his turn. He's been patient. He played a lot last year. Don't get me wrong. He was the first guy off the bench and was huge in that role. But first-year starter, it gets frustrating. You know, when you're a good player like Bryce is, you have to sit and you wait, and you have Jeff Spivey and Grant Strong in front of you, and you're just waiting. Well, he made the most of it all season long, and we see it tonight again here in Joe Sims Gym in a huge district game that they trailed in the second quarter. He helped build that big lead in the third quarter, and it wasn't just about three-pointers. It was about defense. It was about hustling, getting rebounds, blocking shots. He had a beautiful block shot down here, hustling back on the other end. He played a really nice game tonight.
He did, Daniel. And We've seen him embrace that starting role, too. Some players, if they haven't done it, you know, they might not be ready for it right off the bat. Bryce Bailey was ready for it.
Yeah.
He's been in big games. He's came in big moments, you know, state championships, state tournament games and that kind of thing. And when it's his time to shine, he's done that. The only thing that slowed him down was that ankle injury. Missed a couple games with it. And I do think he's kind of been lagging from it these last – I mean, you cannot.
Those things can linger.
Nagging and they linger and that kind of thing. But tonight, I think he shook it off completely. And, Daniel, when Clay County was trailing by nine, they had their largest deficit late in that second quarter. Bryce Bailey scored five straight, sparked that run. They closed out the half. He finished it, him and Jimmy Burchett, with 4 points, and they went up by two at the break. Then you see Bryce Bailey spark the next run that kind of pulled Clay County away. And then he put Piggott County away with seven straight points there to put them up by 18, and it was over. He scored 22 in this ball game, and nine of them came in that third quarter push. So Bryce Bailey pulled the trigger when he needed to. He knocked them down, and he, just like all the rest of these players we talk about, he's not just a shooter.
Mm-mm.
He's a mid-range jump shot guy. He's a drive the basket, put it on the glass. He's a rebounder. He's much like Ashlock. We see him defend in the post sometimes. We see him do so many things, and that's what you got to be if you're going to be a Clay County basketball player, apparently.
Yeah. He is kind of that hybrid guy because he's not a small guy. He's north of 6 feet. I'm going to put him at, I don't know, 6'1", 6'2", and not a skinny guy. You know, he's got a slender build, but he's carrying some muscle on his frame. He's a good-sized kid.
And if there is a knockdown shooter on this team, it's Bryce Bailey.
Yeah.
That's what, coming in, I had that question. Who's the shooter? You know, I asked Coach Edwards. He didn't question or didn't hesitate whatsoever. He said Bailey.
Yeah.
He said Bryce. And we're seeing him come into his own his senior season.
Well, I know Bryce worked hard at that, too, because he spent a lot of time outside of this gym, going to other places, played a lot of ball, you know, very similar to a Tyreek Key, putting a lot of time in on his own. I know Bailey did that same thing as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned it, and I think we need to talk about it more. There's something to be said about a guy that does wait his turn.
Yeah.
That understands his role, works just as hard as everybody else, and then when he gets it, he shines. And credit Bryce Bailey for that.
Yeah, everybody wants to be a multi-year guy. Sometimes it's just not how it is. Folks, tonight's TDS top performers, Bella Ashlock and Bryce Bailey. They're brought to you by TDS Disposal, who serves all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Clay County basketball will next be in action this coming Friday, probably right here at home in Salina. As I mentioned during the broadcast, there is a likelihood, a chance, that it could be hosted elsewhere if Tennessee Heat sequesters a home gym. That, you know, anyway, I expect it'll probably be here. Hey, that's what Coach Edwards told me. So if it don't sound right, just talk to him. But anyway.
I'm glad we don't have to plan to call it.
Yeah, we're not calling that one. Going to take this coming Friday off, get ready for the remainder of this schedule. So we'll be back on the road a week from tonight at Clark Range in what's going to be an outstanding girls game, I know. And, you know, the boys should win big, but you never know. It's District 7. Anything can happen, right?
Yes, sir. Both teams 6-0 in this conference, Daniel. That's saying something about these Clay County squads.
Yes, it is. And they have swept the Piggott County teams tonight. Folks, we're glad you have tuned in to listen and to watch. We greatly appreciate you. Couldn't do it without the sponsors. Couldn't do it without the listeners. Until a week from tonight, this coming Tuesday, when we'll take the airwaves again from Clark Range, Tennessee, for Thomas Watson, for Joe Sims, for Matt Adams and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing y'all a good night.